Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/FTSW. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Come to Air Temple Island, your new home. I'm the Avatar. You gotta chill with it.
You're the Avatar, and I'm an idiot.
You're a firebender. Boil it yourself.
Bolin's got some moves, huh?
I will make no such promises.
The morning is evil.
We shall meet again soon, beautiful woman.
I've been dying to ask you, what happened to Zuko's mom?
I can't wait to get started.
Yes! Finally!
Hello and welcome to From the Spirit World, a legendary Avatar the Last Airbender and the Legend of Korra podcast for DongbuFang.net. If you want extensive, in-depth discussion on Korra from longtime knowledgeable fans of Avatar and longtime fandom members, then this is the podcast for you. I am your main host, Dylan, and today I'm joined by Mel.
Hello.
Sam.
Hi, people.
Allie.
Hi.
And Jeff.
Hello.
Today was Comic-Con and the Korra panel. Hooray.
Not all day.
Okay. Dying
I assume that was Allie.
To the outline, we need to be doing something like...
Where's the outline?
You missed my amazing outline.
Yeah, I don't have it.
That was, yeah.
Oh,
so,
there it is. What?
So,
two
main things happened at the panel. One, there's a trailer, and two, they showed the first episode, but they're not putting it online.
No.
Because Mel. Nick sucks.
Now, Mel, tell us how you feel.
She's going to tell us how we all feel. You all should feel awful. It's like, first of all, it's insulting because it's basically punishing you for A, not living on the right side of the world, B, not trying hard enough to get into the panel, and it's like the laziest thing ever now with the panel, because it's like, okay, we're going to devote half the panel to an episode that only 90% of the fandom won't even see. Like, it's just, there's so many problems with them not putting it on.
So the dumb thing is that we now know exactly what happens in the episode. We have hundreds of pictures of it and specific details from people who are live vlogging it. But we don't have video.
Like, that's not fun. Why don't they just release it?
Yeah.
If we just know everything.
If there is no...
I don't get why they don't release it.
I don't know why they don't want to.
Yeah, what was the point of them releasing the episodes on Coronation?
Yeah, they did it last year. I don't get it. So it's possible that by the time you're listening to this, that, like, low-quality footage of the episode, or just Nick releasing it since we've recorded this, because
they changed
their mind.
Nope.
So check dongbufang.net or dongbufang.tumblr.com to see if there's
Nick, if you're listening to this podcast, change your mind.
Gonna go TP Viacom Studios.
That's productive, yeah. Anyway, so we have not seen the episode as of this. We might do an episode discussion on it if they release it and if someone had recorded it and releases it. I'm not sure, though. But I think the main thing we'll be talking about the trailer in this, and we'll discuss the episode, too. What we're going to do is if you don't want to know what happens in the episode itself, which I think is perfectly reasonable, because you want to actually see it, like, in good quality.
And from this point, it's smarter, considering we won't be able to see it.
Yeah, might as well just wait. So we're going to not talk about the details of the episode until a certain point. We're going to do the trailer discussion first, and we're going to try to avoid, like, I'm not going to say don't say anything about the episode, but if we can, avoid major details of it, even though there's nothing really major that happens. Which I guess is a spoiler on its own.
But how do we talk about the...
The thing.
The new thing.
What thing? There's so many things.
Well, okay, so I'm about to say what were you most excited about at Comic-Con, and you can just say in general stuff from the episode that you really liked. So I'm going to, when I get there, I'll warn about spoilers and also put a time in the episode description of this podcast, so if you don't want to listen to it, you can stop at that point. Comic-Con, it was very exciting. The Dongbufang Tumblr was kicking. It was very stressful. Like, more so than
stressful normal. For who, Allie? You were just sitting there.
Yeah, you had a hard job of...
I hit my post limit.
You had a hard job
of reblogging everything I reblogged, yeah. It was more hectic maybe than normal because we had a whole episode to reblog details on.
You're getting the play-by-play.
Yeah, from a lot of people. Anyway... If you recently followed us and found this podcast because of us blogging stuff.
Hi.
We're a podcast. Okay. Hello. I guess, what were you most excited about from Comic-Con? does this, are you super excited for Korra Bear? Oh, we forgot to say, Korra Book 2 in September. Yeah, that's a major detail.
That's sure been the first thing you said.
Well, so another reason Nick sucks is because they don't give us a date.
That Nick is awful. It's like, they're not going to give you the episode, and they're not going to actually give you a date.
So here's the thing, I think they actually haven't decided on a date, which is...
I kind of thought that was Breck's fault.
Ridiculous. No, it's... no.
September 30th at 11:59 p.m.
Didn't say they actually don't have a date? Like, they just know it's sometime in September?
No, they don't know. They don't have it. They didn't pick one, because they're dumb.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Yes. Awful.
Exactly.
Guys, wait, isn't it the anniversary of the season 3 finale?
Yes, today? And you think it would be nice to give us the gift of an episode.
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
So, yeah, September.
Happy birthday to us. Not really, but okay.
So, yeah, great. It's going to air while we're at school, like we thought. Yeah. You better.
My roommate's going to kill me from all the screaming.
All 11 a.m. screaming, yeah.
Or five of them.
Wake up the whole floor.
Yes.
I mean, we still don't know if it's going to actually be at 11 again. It could be. Or could change their minds.
There'd be 8 o'clock on Fridays, which is different for. Bad for other reasons.
I'd love 8 o'clock on Friday.
Different kind of
No.
Okay.
Allie has a life now.
Apparently,
I have classes.
At 8 o'clock
on Friday. 8 o'clock on a Friday? A class, 1.
Okay. That sucks.
That's a terrible time for a class.
It's Japanese. It's the only... I didn't have a choice.
You would.
I don't have a choice.
I'm an Asian Friday night for Japanese.
Anyway, so how did you think Comic-Con went? What specific details were you most excited for? What excited you the most? And I don't know, does this make you more excited for Book 2 than you were before, Mel?
It definitely does make me more excited for Book 2. I'm gonna bury the anger for a second, because that soiled a lot of the fun. But I'm really, like, I haven't even heard them speak words yet or seen them really in action, but I freaking love the twins. They look pretty cool. I was talking to Allie about this. Apparently, they have the ability to throw icebergs at people with their flying water
for an hour.
I don't know who they're throwing icebergs at or why, but they can do it, and that sounds fun. But the Bolesca that is blossoming, that everyone's rightfully in love with.
Bolesca being Bolin and Eska.
Bolin
and Eska.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also Kaya, the stuff with Kaya, beating up on Tenzin as a child, and Cloud Babies and all that good stuff. And apparently Katara was present, and according to Brian, she's there throughout the duration of the rest of the book. So yeah, a lot of good tidbits that were...
Well, he didn't say throughout the duration.
Well, he said she's there.
He said,
when I say she's there, I mean, like, someone asked, is she in the season? He's like, she's there. I don't mean she's going to be there throughout. But my point is...
Well, a big question is whether Katara's going to die. Because there's a scene in the trailer that looks like a funeral. So that's what we're talking about here.
I hope she does.
Can I finish?
Sam,
you are the worst ever.
No, you can't. Well, okay, yes, continue.
Worse than Dylan.
I was just going to finish it by saying yes. A lot of things to be excited about that I am excited about would have been awesome if I could have seen them on my computer screen, but... Whatever. Nick, Viacom, evil, awful. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, try and follow that one.
Bam.
All right. Thanks. What was I most excited about Comic-Con? Well, doesn't take me a lot of things. Wait, hold on.
I like how you TTQA'd that.
What?
Turn the question around. Remember that from elementary school?
No.
And no one else said the TTQA? Okay.
No, I didn't. I don't really get excited about much these days. Because, I don't know.
Well,
life. Adulthood doesn't make me excited.
Sam does smile.
Shut up, Mel. Let's see. I'm really excited. I'm really excited about Bolin. Yeah. That's what I'm excited about.
That's it.
More Bolin.
That's my answer.
We will have it all, Bolin in the deep. We will. We're gonna have that. I'm excited about this Varric dude. I hear that he's weird, and he is quite literally Howard Hughes. So I like that. I'm excited about the Bolesca, even though Bora will always have a place in my heart. I need to, you know, you gotta move on sometimes. And let's see. I'm excited about Wan Chi Tong, as well as outlined for me.
Yes, he is in the trailer.
Wait, can we talk about this? Let's talk about this.
No, Sam, well, let's wait.
Can we talk about how we.
We were right, and Dylan was wrong.
So what you said is that Juan is going to be connected to
Juan. No. We're going to explain how we got there, okay?
Let's get there. All right, Sam's not quite done. I'm also excited about Cloud Babies. And, yeah, okay. I'm excited about Genora, too. Okay.
Does this make you more excited for a book, too?
Sure.
On a scale of 1 to 10, is this an I don't care out of 10?
It's not an I don't care. It's more like I care, but not like fangirl squeal care. You know,
like Allie Diller earlier.
You really should have heard me. I think Mel has it recorded.
No, you squealed on the podcast.
No, I have all her squealing recorded from earlier today.
Okay,
I'm not squealing over everything. That's
Allie, you're up.
What are we talking about? What was I most excited about? Most excited about, or yes. I don't know what's first.
Just answer, Allie.
Answer the question.
I mean, you guys said all my stuff I wanted to say. Genora, the Cloud Babies, Cora with hair down. I'm really excited about Avatar 1, actually. Like, I'm looking forward to the art style and what they're planning to do with, like, how the Avatar
community. Me too, Allie. I forgot to mention that. Okay, sure.
Number one.
And also, I'm not sure how I feel about the art. I'm pretty sure I'm going to, like, learn to love it, but I'm not sure if I like it or right now I like it. Also, the new, the twins, Annabelle Leska and Wan Chi Tong, and if there are Aang flashbacks. So, yeah.
So
we need to see Sokka.
Mike and Brian said they did two interviews today. They did an IGN interview and an MTV interview. I think in the MTV interview they said, Mike said, not really. The guy asked if there's any older Aang flashbacks this season, and then Brian said, a little bit. So
I hate everything so much.
So there's a little discrepancy.
It might just probably be when Katara dies.
Stop. Or it's just Spirit World stuff. I mean, that technically counts as older Aang.
Yeah. I mean, Mike then did say
maybe we don't see older Aang. Maybe we see like older Toph.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we don't see Azula. That's for sure. They said he specifically
Sad
said no
face.
To that.
I know. Why miss her?
Straight maybe we'll see Zuko.
What happened to her? No.
Probably won't.
Zuko plus Honora.
Honora.
Yes.
Yeah. Zuko and Kiyi.
No.
Anyway, anything else, Allie?
Sick and wrong. I don't know. I just really wanted to hear their voices and see the actual animation
in
the
Nick says no.
Well, Nick can do something I can't say on this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Jeff.
I'd say I'm most excited about the animation and the socio-spiritual debate.
Ooh.
That will happen.
Ooh, that was way
that
more
too,
intelligent
yeah.
than anyone else.
I totally just made that work.
I just forgot, okay?
You forgot about the socio.
I was thinking those exact words.
Anyways, yeah. So, we have this this problem with the animation company. That is why it's so delayed, right? And so I was worried that it wouldn't be very good looking when they do come out, but I was pleasantly astounded at the quality of animation in the trailer.
Yeah, the trailer's animation is really good.
Yeah.
It's a little less clear whether the clip we have from... So, I forgot to mention this. There's a 2-minute clip of Book 1. I don't think it looks maybe as good, but it's debatable,
Book
I guess.
Book 2.
That was what
Book
made me
two,
get
yeah.
about the animation. Like, but the animation of the trailer looks like a lot better.
Yeah. Anyways, I guess I should mention, I'm linking in the podcast description the Tumblr post I made compiling all the info from the panel. So if you missed anything, check that out. It's got like 1,000 notes on Tumblr. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, bragger.
Check
yeah,
out our Tumblr, too.
Yeah, our Tumblr.
Now that we have 300 more followers.
I know, right? Anyway.
Watch them all unfollow now that
they will.
Now it's over.
Anything else, Jeff?
Well, no, that's about it. I mean, like this spiritual thing is going to be really cool because apparently Unalaq, which is her uncle, or no, yeah, her uncle, yeah, is like the Southern Water Tribe is like rejecting their spirituality, which is like a bad thing, as we've seen in Avatar. But,
I didn't even pay attention to that.
Damn.
But apparently Unalaq's the bad guy because he wants, I mean...
Well,
does this mean for Boleska?
It's a little unclear, yeah.
The Boleska is the actual...
Yeah, it's unclear because there's, like, some ambiguity into, like, what the right thing to do is in this situation.
Yeah, he looks like a bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
In the one of their recap posts, either it was, like, Jenny or Snowy said that it was like, too obvious that
that he was going to be.
That Unalaq was going to be, like, bad. So she thought that he wouldn't be the bad guy of the season because he was too obvious. Mm.
It's probably just the evil rebel spirits.
Yeah. Well, when Mike and Brian, they
maybe
asked
he's a rebel spirit.
They're asked who's the big bad, then. And
well, he's obviously not the main.
Dark spirits, yeah. Yeah, well, he could be an antagonist, but it could just be like...
Kind of like Tarlok.
Well, Tarlok was ended up being evil, but...
Well, kind of.
It's a gray area.
I don't know. Even though he did that...
It's a dark gray area, but it's all gray area.
Even though he did that at the end, he was still pretty much a bad guy.
I mean, there's a difference between a villain and an antagonist, though.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So.
Okay. That's all we're going to say on that.
I mean, we could go into that philosophically.
No, we don't.
Dylan, what were you excited about?
I was most excited by one, Jenora. Absolutely. I did not expect her to have any sort of a role in book two, but.
Yeah, me neither.
But she was featured prominently in the trailer, which could just be one episode. Like, there's a lot of Jenora in the spirit world stuff, which is crazy, and we'll talk about that, but.
Still really cool.
Maybe
really
it'll be cool. Like a double.
It seems episode. Like it's all just one episode because it's just one journey with Korra. There's a bunch of scenes in the trailer which
connect. Didn't they say there was gonna be like a movie, like two episode thing?
Well, that's Avatar
one.
Yeah.
He was number one.
Yeah, exactly.
Number one Avatar.
I haven't heard any of those jokes over the past few days.
You kidding? Look at my URL.
He's being something else.
Yeah, sarcasm. Anyway, Jenora, definitely, because that's going to be anything. Jenora's like the best character. Jenora and Asami in book one, and her having an increased role would be great. Two is definitely Eska and her with Bolin. Stout details from the episode were pretty amazing of those two.
I'm just so excited about Bolin.
I know. And.
Asami.
Okay. It didn't look like there was much Asami, so that's kind of...
She cried.
That really...
Kind of bad, yeah.
She was crying, maybe because Katara died.
She was upset, yeah.
Stop!
I think she was watching that old video.
Yeah, I think Jeff's right. We'll get to that. And the trailer just looks really good. I don't know. I guess that's what I'm most excited for.
Not excited about Mako.
No, it's actually horrible. And I'm not looking forward to book two.
Oh, yeah, no one said Mako. That's interesting. No one's excited about Mako.
No, well, he didn't do anything.
I know, but I...
Anyway, the Avatar 1 stuff, I'm excited for the animation style of that. Skeptical about the quality of
See, Sam, there were things you got to
say. Not the quality of the animation, the quality of, like, how they're going to handle it.
The story, you mean?
The story. I'm
excited to see what they're going to do with that.
Yeah, I'm excited that Steve Yeun... Oh, crap, I don't know how to pronounce the last name. Steve Yeun, from Walking Dead, and he's voicing that. I'm like, I like that. P.S. Walking Dead comes out October.
Not for the children.
Not for children.
Exactly. We promote Game of Thrones on here.
Well,
yeah, but so does Mike and Brian.
Yeah, but Mike and Brian post about it on Tumblr now.
It's about people.
Yeah, anyway.
And
struggles.
It's pretty exciting stuff.
Can we talk about Wan Chi Tong?
Yes.
Well, I don't know how we're let's go through the trailer, I guess.
Don't be mad just because you were wrong.
Okay, let's
Ding dong, you were wrong.
Okay. How does Wan Chi Tong appearing connect him to Wan?
Okay. Sam thought of it last night when Ali was like, "Oh, because Avatar Wan, its name Wan means 10,000 in Chinese," and we were like, "Oh, that's not clever because it's 10,000." And then Sam was like, "Wait, Wan Chi Tong literally means net." Like we figured out, like, "Oh my God, it actually means he who knows 10,000 things." And we're like, "Wait." He was a great spirit or something. Maybe he's connected. And then we said it to Dylan. He was like, no. And then today, boom! Who's Wan Chi Tong?
Yeah!
Wan Chi Tong.
Okay, so how does seeing Wan Chi Tong in the trailer connect to...
Look, it's a point for us and negative for you.
You haven't proven your point.
Why would he appear? Like,
I concede that Wan Chi Tong is in the trailer. That much I can concede. That's it.
Yeah, because it's a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Wan's just like a number, but.
And last night I was saying.
Whoa!
What?
Oh my God!
Sorry, I just got a really cool thought, but go ahead.
Think it out loud.
You can't just do that.
Okay. Well, look.
Support us, Jeff.
Right. Okay. I know Dylan. Yeah. Like I know him as a person. So.
Yes.
So the Great Spirit knows 10,000 things.
What?
He knows Wan.
Oh!
I don't get it.
What? He knows Wan. Because he's one shit tongue. I get what he's saying, but I'm not going
to
explain it.
So one shit tongue translates to he who knows 10,000 things. So one, no, or... So he I guess it's backwards. One. It's like knows one, yeah. But that's part of his name. I don't think that's
a joke. No, I don't think it's real, but I thought it was cool.
That we are closer than Dylan. Is all that matters.
Okay, so you mentioned Wanji. First of all, I like how Sam just thought of that last night when people have been saying that for a while. But okay.
Who?
What do you mean, why? It just got revealed yesterday.
No, the one, was that yesterday?
For all for a while, like, you mean the past 12 hours, yeah. Dylan? Because we found out, like, right
in the episode that he who means 10,000 things, Wanji Tong, says
aware.
That
okay.
is a
I just, we personally
This is the dumbest
like,
debate. Let's get on to the trailer.
We didn't know that's literally what Wanji Tong meant. We thought it was just a thing he called himself.
So, us, if you heard from the Spirit World go over trailers before, we actually just break it down second by second. And we're going to go over scenes many times. Hopefully, by the time you're listening to this, we have screenshots up. Like, I took 500 screenshots of the trailer.
Why do you have to, like, do a podcast in the middle of a heat wave?
It's not related to the trailer. Because it's summer, that's why. And so you can find the trailer. I link to it in the post that I'm linking to in the podcast description. We're starting at 30 seconds because the first 30 seconds are nothing.
They're kind of a
cool circle thing.
It's cool, yeah.
It's
but
the freaking Mayan calendar come to haunt us once again.
Sam, how's the CGI with this little wheel thing?
Oh, here we go.
I guess it's okay. I guess it's okay.
Not when we get
Wait, what did you say was CGI? Something was CGI.
We'll get to that. Okay, let's start the trailer. Everyone, we're starting at 30 seconds. Hit play.
Ready?
Right now?
Yeah, we're gonna pause and stuff.
Ooh, black. Ooh, look at that.
Ooh, Cora.
Okay, pause. Corin sends in.
Oh, I'm too far.
Yeah, me too.
Wait, I'm not.
Go back.
They're looking contemplatively down.
They're meditating.
Are they meditating?
They're obviously meditating. Look at them.
Okay, so Cora doesn't know how to meditate. So is this her trying to learn how to meditate? Has she became better at this?
Yeah, they're obviously meditating.
I think this is connected to two other scenes in this trailer. Maybe.
Ah. They do this frequently. Ryan just takes parts of a scene and breaks them up throughout the trailer, and it's really confusing. I think he did this for the book three trailer or something.
Yeah.
The book one trailer. Cora. Probably.
Look at those eyebrows.
Anyway, yeah, they're looking down. Okay, let's continue.
They're not looking down, their eyes are closed.
Okay,
Tens and those eyebrows look like hands.
Am I the only one who's still going?
This is Unlock bending.
Yes.
He looks very majestic.
Have we paused yet?
No.
Pause. I'm at the funeral.
Okay, well Unlock was bending. Any comments on that?
No, he was just bending.
He has cooler bending later on.
I stopped at Asami. Where are you people?
Allie!
We
paused a long time ago.
Yeah, okay. 38 seconds in is where the quote-unquote funeral starts. So this, okay. So
no, they look like they're cheering, though.
There's
in the
people
background.
Cheering,
why would that be a
so
funeral?
This isn't a funeral.
Because maybe they didn't like her.
Down with the Tara!
This is a festival thing.
This is the festival. This is not the funeral.
The glacial festival.
This is probably from episode one, and it's the glacial... I forgot what it was called. It's in the...
Glacial spirits.
Glacial spirits. Because they throw glaciers all over the place. Yeah, who's throwing glaciers around? Her cousins. Why? I don't know.
It's the ceremony.
I'm very fixated on the fact that they felt the need to tell us that these two people can throw icebergs, like combining their water.
Did they tell us that?
It was in last year when they talked about them for the first time.
So Katara's not Katara. She might be dead, but no. Korra's writing down the thing. People are cheering, and there's candles behind her, and this is probably the festival.
Or they could be like not cheering. What's the opposite of cheering?
Rioting?
What, they could be rioting, yeah, but...
But they're smiling.
They're smiling.
So, no.
They're rioting pretty
How
organized.
How can you see?
Because a couple people you can see are smiling.
Okay, so
one
now, okay, 41 seconds, we have... This is Tonrak, right?
Yes.
I get confused between Unlock and
Tonrak. And Asami is behind him.
And Asami in the background.
Yeah, so is this still the festival? Is this connected to the last scene?
I think it might be... Well, we'll talk about the episode later, but I think it's one of the scenes in the first episode.
Is Asami down the South Pole in the first episode?
Yeah.
She says in the first
She meets, what's his face there?
Yeah. Barak. Well, she does meet him,
So the first 2 minutes that they released are just the animatics from last year's, so they're not
That makes
exciting,
me really upset.
But,
that's even worse.
They would do that.
It's just, it's piling on how awful
Anyway,
these
okay, so... then the scene after Tonrak looking at the screen, we go
going?
Asami crying. Is this Asami from the last shot in the background? Are we just zooming in on Asami crying?
No, it doesn't look like it. No. The lighting, there's like a brown sort of thing like next to her hair.
Also, the lighting is totally different.
Yeah, the lighting is very different.
We have a shot of an old film with what I think is her parents in it. I'm pretty sure she's just crying at that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sad face. What?
Yeah.
My baby.
Oh, that's what it was.
So Asami is crying, and this is like, there's like another scene with Asami, but this is pretty much it. So she's sad. Anyway. So now we get one of many scenes of Avatar Wan.
Oh, it looks so cool.
It looks pretty cool.
Like that.
There's better looking ones than this, but is it, okay, my question with these ones, it's kind of a little bit hard to tell. Is it choppy on purpose? Is it not fluid animation is what I'm asking, because it kind of looks like it's not fluid animation.
It seems like sort of like a,
this one looks fluid.
It's like in the style of an old like watercolor painting almost.
Well, yeah, but
which
if you look at the background sort of going like, through, it looks like it's not
the
fluid
background.
It seems to be purposely choppy because it's the only thing that is choppy. Like the regular animation from present day is pretty fluid.
Although like, if you look at the first, I don't know, like quarter second of the scene, it looks pretty fluid, and then it goes all choppy.
Yeah, so it could just be the movement of
the
sword. It
doesn't look choppy to me at all, it just looks
or
different.
The spear. Yeah.
I'm so happy Glenn from Walking Dead is boosting
him. We'll look at, he's fighting dudes. We really have no context for who he's fighting.
Fighting dudes?
I mean, dudes. He is.
Fighting, okay.
Fighting dude. Two dudes, yeah.
He's in a mask, they're not.
Okay, so then
he's definitely pulling a Zuko.
Okay, so then we go to a plane. Korra. Okay, so if you're really
Korra
good, you can spot Korra and Mako on the plane in the beginning of this show.
I think.
And
is
there's
both
two. There's also two people on the at the top. Maybe those aren't people.
Those are not.
I don't,
people,
those
aren't
people.
No, those aren't people.
It's only Korra and Mako.
Wait, is Bolin flying the plane?
Oh, it looks like it's
Asami.
Oh, maybe it is
Asami.
Bolin could be a pilot. Who knows?
No, I think it's
Asami. I assume it's Asami flying. So why are they going to what looks like a blockade?
Well, look at the very last frame of the shot from behind the plane. At the very bottom of the screen, it looks like there's some ships that are approaching
the
blockade.
That's true, they are. So they're going with the ships approaching a blockade. So this is probably part of the northern-southern conflict.
Could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In being that Unlock is from the north and has a different vision than Tanrak in the south.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're going to go into battle. They look like they're going into battle.
Probably not from the first episode, I'd assume.
I mean, I don't think so.
Anyway.
That would be a lot of stuff to do.
It's like the second scene of the first episode originally was that Amon fight scene.
So we continue and we see a front shot of the plane, Korra and Mako. I don't know who's the pilot. It doesn't look like Asami.
It might be the guy that Asami talks to. Asami.
Just that random guy in the
no, beginning. It's Asami.
She's talking to that dude.
It could be that random dude. Yeah, it's unclear. It's too far away to tell.
We need more Varric in our lives.
Do we see any Varric in this trailer?
I don't think so.
We
just need him.
Okay, and then we see Unlock surrounded by blue. Slow motioning this. Are these two separate scenes?
What?
The scene that follows?
Unlock surrounded by blue, and then Tenzin and
I think they're separate, but
Kaya going down a waterfall. But then there's a guy to the left.
That's Boomy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Boomy.
So
because he's walking down.
So why would
not
they show
bender?
Us two scenes that look very similar?
They don't.
It
looks
like he's walking through a waterfall.
I assume that's
connected to the bending one later.
No.
He's interspersing it weird. So this scene is interesting.
Is it?
The cloud baby!
No, because this one also continues later. Yeah, this is really annoying. This is
You're
just
annoying.
The three of
well,
them. In like 2 second shots. Thank you, Sam. Going.
No problem.
They're bending down, except for Boomy.
Except for Boomy, we assume that's Boomy, yeah.
Boomy learned everything from his Uncle Sokka.
Now we have Mako and Bolin going towards
things,
and then getting absorbed by it.
I'm betting these are like the same kind of spirit tentacles that attack the ship.
What?
The Kraken spirit?
So as we're about to see, we know Jinora goes in the spirit world. Is it possible that Mako and Bolin also go in the spirit world?
I thought so.
What is it, like a free passage into the spirit world?
Yeah, is everyone getting spirit world?
Yeah, like,
Wait. What if Mako and Bolin go into a ghost portal? It's the Phantom Ghost Portal.
How awesome of a Danny Phantom would Bolin be?
Yes.
That would be best.
Go ghost, yeah.
Okay. So that means Eska is Sam.
it all makes sense.
That actually does make sense. They're similar, like, personalities.
Yep.
We don't know that. Well, we know Eska's insane.
We know she's... You can tell. She's going to be Aubrey Plaza. Like, they hired Aubrey Plaza for the role.
That's
just what she's going to be, yeah. Anyway, so they go into this thing. Okay, now we get to, like, one of the most interesting scenes of the trailer. So you have to look carefully at the background in the scene because it changes.
I don't know. I think it changes pretty obviously.
Okay, it does change pretty obviously.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So the reason why I was looking at in-depth screenshots for this. Yeah. Anyway, what you have to watch closely for is the glow around Jenora.
Yeah.
Eventually it fades into the scene.
That's obvious though.
Not to everyone.
I don't think it's very obvious. You have to watch it a few times.
I think it's pretty obvious.
So they're going into the spirit world, probably. The spirit world in this one looks like Korra's spirits, the painting that they sold at Comic-Con.
Korra's spirit world is too happy. She's on medication or something. Yeah. I don't know.
So there's this print that they sold at Comic-Con that the background
Korra's spirit parade.
So they're meditating. So presumably Jenora is helping Korra with her spiritual stuff. How can Jenora pass in the spirit world just...
Because, like, she's Aang's blood relative.
In Avatar, the only one we know of who went into the spirit world is Iroh, and we just heard that. Like,
people. Yeah, but that's like random.
I guess Sokka went into the spirit
world. They could expound upon that, though.
Sokka got carried by the spirit.
So. Maybe there'll be some sort of like retcon.
Okay, so there is precedent for getting carried by spiritual things into the spirit world.
Yeah. I was about to say... Maybe there's some like retcon sort of thing where the air nomads could go throughout the spirit world and whatnot.
Maybe that's their sub-bending thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Wow, Allie. Let's hear you come up with a better one.
So they're meditating.
I said, because she's Aang's blood relative. Okay, why can Iroh go into the spirit world? We have no idea.
Korra doesn't glow when it changes, just Jenora. So maybe Korra is forcing Jenora through.
She is the type of person.
Maybe Jenora's in there and Korra is
not like forced through, but like she's bringing her with.
Maybe Jenora's there and Korra is.
Or maybe Jenora is forcing Korra through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I mean, I think this is more logical than Iroh being in the spirit world because we have no idea how the heck that happened.
Well,
we never will.
Never shown,
we never yeah. will.
I mean, like, that's what I'm saying because you were like, well, we know Iroh's been in the spirit world and like
Iroh's famed.
It's just more logical to me. Because Iroh doesn't really have, like, a connection, I guess. Why, though?
Allie, you have no clue, because we literally know nothing about it.
Yeah. Anyway, this scene, we'll get more to this. So now we see Dark Spirit, probably.
There's a Ferris.
Voiced by Grey
Delisle. The South Pole.
This definitely isn't voiced by Grey Delisle.
No, this is Dark Spirit, I'm pretty sure.
This is Dark Spirit, I think. The South Pole really, like, took off since...
Yeah, it's really festive.
Since this is the South Pole.
Looks
like oh my god.
Oh, yeah, it does look like
god, it does look like it. Like Gnome.
Also, Alaska.
The Ferris wheel in the background. There's like a radio tower or something.
Yeah, there's like a thing that.
When I was a kid, there's a radio tower somewhere. And I used to think it was Rudolph.
Interesting.
Okay.
There's a really big mountain thing in the left.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Can I just point out
some stuff on it?
This spirit is like Speedy Gonzales. It's like.
Ooh, I paused it at an awful place. I'm going to screenshot this.
God, let me see.
Ooh, anyway. That's scary. I'll show that to you guys.
He goes forward in the screen, and now we see Korra, Avatar, stating it up in in the same place, because you can see the tents
that's
in the background.
It's going to destroy everything.
We saw this scene before, actually.
It bothers me that she doesn't cover her shoulders up. I mean, both of her arms are covered up. Her torso is covered up, and not her shoulders. What is that? Korra.
She knows what she wants.
She's cold-blooded.
It's cold in the South Pole. Why is
I don't understand.
Covering,
It's interesting going into this next shot, though, the way they connect.
Yeah.
Like,
going up thing.
The visual.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a word for that that I don't know anymore, but I used to.
This is definitely a separate scene, but this is really cool. There's a cool shot with Korra.
Coming up from the water.
When she's at the top, it looks cool.
That doesn't seem like water, though, normally.
Seems like animated. It's just weird water. It's weird. It is weirdly animated.
It could be sludge.
Yes. Or Spirit World water.
Spirit World water. Well, yeah. She can't really do that, but...
Yeah.
In the Spirit World. So that could be... I'm sure that's going to come up,
though. No, there was some scenes later that looks like she's bending in the Spirit.
Yeah, we'll get to those. Yeah,
or at least trying
to. Can't do that!
So then we see a ship firing at another ship.
Yeah. Okay, I thought it was, like, the things from 117 of Avatar.
This looks like a continuation of a scene later on when Asami is driving one of these things.
If you pause it at 107, the one closest has a blue insignia on the back, so could be.
Yeah, these are definitely, these are water tribes. I'm pretty sure.
Oh my god, there's a mouse in here.
Pretty sure these are boats.
Oh, it's a mouse?
Yeah. I think they're more like jet skis or
skis. Yeah, they're kind of like speedboats.
I think they could be speedboats. Anyway, there's fire coming out of one of them, so that's probably Korra.
Dark, how can you people see
Korra? Maka.
It's probably Korra.
It's Korra Maka, because it's coming out of one with a water tribe insignia on it.
Is it a water tribe?
There's a blue thing on it if you get at it at a right
angle.
I think they're both water tribe things.
Yeah.
So it's probably, maybe south. Maka. Maka would just randomly shoot fire. That seems like him.
At everyone.
Anyway, then we have...
punch in the air.
Ice
coming at the screen.
Maybe it's going very slowly. They're throwing icebergs.
Yeah, what is this? There's nothing. God. It's
just ice coming at
one second of nothing.
Ice.
Yeah. I have no idea who's throwing the
ice.
Looks
like it's the same location.
It's probably the twins throwing
ice.
Yeah, but that's not an iceberg, Mel. It's just ice.
Yeah, but I just don't understand. Why are they throwing icebergs?
Why not?
So now we see Korra punching the ground. We saw the scene.
And I'm telling you, she's airbending. She's magic water.
She's probably airbending, yeah.
Probably she is.
Okay, so then we get another wand flashback.
Oh, it's so pretty.
And we see,
oh my god, there's two things that are just legs.
Yeah.
What is that about?
This is like some, Princess Mononoke stuff.
Yeah.
This
is some Miyazaki.
We see Mula, Juan's companion cat deer.
It looks like the red elk thing.
It's really funny.
So, you know how the Avatar reincarnates?
Yes.
Yeah, I do know.
You've been paying attention. Do you think it's possible that the spirit guide reincarnates as well?
Ooh.
Not the spirit guide, the animal guide. Oh, like, yeah, Appa is the same, you know, is the reincarnation of
Aang. I could see them calling that, yeah.
Reincarnation of whatever Kyoshi had.
Yeah, what did Kyoshi
have? What's a Vajramol?
Well, wait, this is actually, like, really lucky because he's got like the red deer and everything.
Yeah, it definitely is.
But it's so pretty.
It is pretty. I like it.
So then there's stuff running away, and you see a spirit thing in the background, and Juan is like, "Huh?" And
Mula's like, "What is going on?"
Then his red deer right there.
What did I drink?
Yeah, cat deer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so then another scene.
Korra.
Purple.
And purple, yeah.
Korra
and purple.
Break this down.
I showed it to my mom because it was on my phone and she was like, what is going on in the show?
Yeah, so what is around? We don't really know what's around.
I think these are like mini evil spirits.
This is her influence.
Why do they just go past her, though?
I don't know. They're going somewhere.
Yeah, so they're busy. Like, they're just like ignoring Korra.
They're like, maybe they're buddies of Dark Spirit. Probably,
yeah. Or pieces of them.
Yeah.
Pieces of Dark Spirit? That's interesting.
Pieces of Great Delisle.
Oh my god, Great Delisle voices all of these.
Every single little thing.
At the panel, they were like, Mike was like, I'm still afraid of Great Delisle. And someone tweeted that at her and she reblocked it.
Because they were talking about people being like their characters, and he's like, I think she may be capable of great evil.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we see.
He does have an army to back her up.
Korra running with the thing. Now we see Mako, unfortunately, firebending.
Mako. His face
looks off.
This
to be in
scene
public
in
city.
Particular, the way, it's fluidity. Is that a word? That's not a word.
Fluidity is a word.
It just looks really anime-y to me.
But, his face is, off.
I'm not sure whether I should be happy about that or not, but it looks really, really anime-y to me.
His face is off.
Anime-y, however, is not a word. Well.
Anime-esque.
I think this looks like normal firebending.
It looks like Republic City.
No, the way he's moving.
I think it looks normal. Okay, so then we see Korra.
It's fun to make him go back and forth.
Oh, so now we see the beginning of a scene we'll can see continued later. Korra with her hair down.
See this, that, right there.
They obviously had to do this because in We saw Katara in the season one finale.
Everyone was begging.
Freaked out, yeah.
Be still my heart.
I know.
this seems to be the spirit world that she's
bending. Well, she's bending, so.
No, it has like northern lights.
It's just like purple.
It's the water tribe.
It's probably,
be the water tribe. Yeah. Oh, these two.
Flag.
She's earthbending.
So much
flag. And then waterbending, and that's it. So then we see a random 2-second shot of.
Look at these two.
They have ice shoes.
Eska and Desna.
They have
ice shoes skiing, pretty much.
Look how awesome they are.
They're like little snow people from whatever that Nintendo game.
So much
ice climbers.
Oh yeah, they are the ice climbers. Yeah.
No.
Icebergs.
Well, like Popo and Nana.
Nana and Popo, yeah.
Oh, they have names?
Yes, they have names. Duh. Anyway. So they're
just, ew.
What?
The distant shoes, not the ones close to the camera, but the ones far away, those are not animated properly at all. Like, look at second, like, 119.
Oh, I see what you're talking about.
It's like, horrible.
They're going,
if you pause it specifically, yeah.
I mean, I can't blame them. Animation is a word I can't say.
You can just say a synonym that you can say.
Is a pain in the butt.
Okay, that was perfectly fine.
The animation, if you pause it, is a little bit off.
It's really, I mean, animation is hard, you guys.
I know, Allie.
I've tried. Sam, you've probably tried too.
Look at their swag, though. Look at that.
They have so much swag.
They have so much swag.
Okay. Anyway.
So then we see. Okay, so this is interesting because Korra's drowning, and you think a waterbender would be unable to drown, like.
But it's in the spirit world.
Yeah, she could be.
So
bending.
There's green in the background. So if she's in the spirit world,
it's green.
Like.
If it's
wasn't
green,
like
it's the spirit world,
in the Lion King, wasn't like the sky greenish when what's his face took over Scar? Maybe it's like that. Maybe it's like a Death Eater.
Unalaq took over.
Oh my god. Scar. No.
Wait, no. That's that picture of Korra with her face on Simba's body. No!
So if this is in the spirit world and that's why she can't bend, then that means that we can't bend
in the
spirit world, and that answers our questions from before, right?
My baby.
That's the only thing that really makes sense, because, I mean, again, why would a waterbender not think to want to bend?
Maybe she was chi-blocked and she cannot
bend. Maybe she lost her bending.
Why is the sky green?
Well, it also looks like she's falling, like, through a...
Yeah, it looks like
a waterfall,
through a hole. Because, like, if you look at, like, the first few seconds of the shot, it's, like,
well, it looks
spinning.
Like she's going... Well, that could just be rushing water.
Well, no, I agree with Jeff. I thought it looked like she was going over a waterfall or something.
I think it looks like she's rushing wall into a waterfall. That's what I think.
Yeah,
she's going into a hole, though.
I don't know if that's true.
No, it looks like a waterfall.
It's not level at all. It's, like, rotating as it goes, so I think she just caught up in it.
Ooh, I paused on a black screen. Interesting.
Right. Mm. Okay, so that scene. So now we have a weird angled shot of...
What is she riding?
She's on a it's literally like a flying bunny with...
Jenora riding a flying ice bunny. This looks like something out of Adventure Time.
Something out of Adventure
Time. It looks like an ice... Well, no, it's not ice.
I think
it's just green.
That looks like the library.
So this could be the library.
Weird
song, you guys.
Or it's like one other of his buildings, because if he is one or connected to him, then might have been another thing.
Why is she on a flying bunny?
She's on a flying ice bunny, though. Can we...
I mean, wouldn't you want to ride a flying ice bunny?
Yes.
Of course.
There's a weird angle.
Only one good response to that question, Dylan.
So
of
these
course.
Could be the evolution of the knowledge foxes. Like, these are the...
They turn into... the next step up is flying ice bunny.
Yeah.
Why is it an ice bunny?
It's not actually,
it's literally
it's not
a
actually
bunny.
An ice bunny. It's just
maybe
a green
it's like
bunny.
A cloud bunny.
It's a flying bunny.
It's a flying green bunny. It's
like
a spirit. Okay? It's a spirit bunny.
It's a bunny.
Which can
flying
fly.
Spirit bunny.
And that's Jenora, like pretty clearly, yeah.
It's Milo.
I mean, it could be like they look similar from far away.
That's always Jenora. Okay, let's
move
on.
Okay, and that's probably the library, but we're not sure.
Flying bunny.
So now we see ships majestically off. This is a shot very reminiscent of the.
Oh, that's really
Avatar.
Pretty.
It is really pretty.
Yeah,
these look like different style of ships than what the United.
It's like a lot of CGI.
They're almost like what are those boats called? They're like
catamarans.
Pontoons. Is that it? I think it's like that style of, but applied to a battleship.
But do you think this is like one of the water tribes? Or something different?
Can't tell.
You can't tell, yeah. It looks maybe more Fire Nation-y, but...
Do we know if the United Forces are coming back?
What did he say in the interview? They said kind of.
They'll be around.
Yeah, they said they'll be around.
Yeah, it's like a...
Well.
Maybe this is them being around.
Yeah.
Boomy's gonna be a guy.
It's a huge pontoon-style battleship. Because that's the way that floats on either side, and the middle is off the water, is a pontoon style. Which are then basically like floating decks. Like they're called, they're nicknamed like party boats. But these are obviously
they're bringing the party, basically.
They're bringing the party to the South Pole.
Bringing the party to you. I don't see how that's a party.
Okay, the continuing on. Now we see this. Either probably this is before Mako and Bolin went into the spirit light.
Go away.
Mako's rolling. He tumbles.
The Northern Lights in the background.
Actually, this is a continuation of the all Mako will be doing in book two is tumbling in the background theory. tumbling in the scene.
Okay, so there's more interesting colored sky in the background, which means interesting.
And Northern Light
doesn't necessarily like mean spirit world though.
Yeah, so the there's Northern green, lights. And this is presumably not the spirit world. So unless there's only green in the sky because there's the spirit tentacles coming out.
No, it's the Northern Lights.
Allie, they're on the South Pole.
It could be instigated by the spirit stuff.
Southern Lights.
Yeah, the Southern Lights. Yeah, it's
Aurora Borealis.
Oh yeah, it's the North. Yeah.
Okay. If they have Aurora Borealis, this just suggests so much more about the planet they're on.
I mean, not really, because we already know it's not ours. So
well, we know if they have seasons, they're on an axis.
So it's I think isn't Aurora Borealis have to do with magnetism?
Yeah, magnetism and
their magnetism just.
And I actually think Aurora Borealis is the specific northern one.
Yeah, it is.
There's a southern lights, one. Yeah.
I don't know what the southern
Aurora lights. Something other.
Yeah.
Anyway, Aurora Soria.
Mako tumbles and then fire bends. Hooray! Yay! Good for you, Mako.
No, go away.
So now we see the best looking scene.
This is probably
the best looking scene of Korra we've seen.
Korra's a babe.
Not just that Korra is good looking, but the background and everything.
Face. Did she let it phase her? No, she didn't. What a babe.
Okay, Allie.
Oh, I love it.
So the sky looks the same as the previous scene of Mako and the spirit light. So this is all probably similar. The tundra looks different.
Okay,
pause
at 1:31 and you're gonna get some funny faces.
I mean, yeah, so let's focus on Korra for now. The scene's just really beautiful because it's like purple all around.
It's really wonderfully animated.
Yeah,
I like how they did the water. It looks really nice.
Yeah,
There's a bird's nest right above my head. I just found out.
Whoa!
It's beautiful.
Watch out!
Hold the phone.
Yeah, exactly. Hold the phone.
You should name them all Korra.
Get out of town!
I thought you were saying there's a bird's nest by Korra.
Them all
yeah,
Korra,
that's what I was thinking.
How do you tell them apart?
Well, be quiet.
Okay, so Korra, this is there's one. And Allie had me seek out one specific creature.
Okay, no, I told you I had the thing, and I was just wondering if you had it in HD. Clearly, I'm just better.
I had to break it down into 0.1 seconds to get to that. Anyway,
I'm just better taking screenshots.
So she's who's she fighting? Is someone waterbending at her?
I thought it would be.
Maybe, you know how, like, Katara did, like, the waterbending thing in the Crossroads of Destiny with Zuko?
Yeah, like it does seem like she has one arm within the octopus.
If that is what it is, I'm gonna cry.
You know, if you screenshot those, they form a heart. If you pause it at the right time. Is that your hidden Zutara?
Wait, actually they do, OMG.
People used it as, like, a thing.
Actually, this really is a heart, and if she's fighting, I don't know, whoever she's fighting, it means that...
It's love.
They're shipping, yeah.
Probably the dark spirit.
No, it's Asami. She's fighting Asami.
I'll accept that.
Yeah, that would be great. Anyway,
at 1:31.
So then we have Mako and Asami, and they're in a car.
This is where the animation starts to be.
Actually, they're in the speedboat, I think.
They're in a boat.
The funniest animation ever. Funniest faces.
This is where the animation kind of gets.
If you pause it at one specific instance, it looks bad.
They're on a boat because she throws what looks like a triad guy off the boat.
I thought that was Mako at first, and I was celebrating. But
I thought that was a different scene.
It's not Mako. It could be a different scene, but it's probably the same.
It looks
yeah,
like
yeah. I think these are the two guys. These are the two boats that were going out earlier.
Yeah, that would make sense. So where is this location?
It looks like Republic City.
If you pause it at 1:32, there's big buildings in the background.
It appears to be Republic City.
Yeah.
UA Bay, man.
Did they say we are coming back to Republic City, or did they not say anything about that?
They said they'll be there at some point.
Yeah. And it's Republic City.
Okay, thank you for that definitive answer. Could be the evolution of Omashu. We wouldn't know.
Wow. Wait, Omashu wasn't near water, though.
Could be Ba Sing Se.
Oh, that wasn't near water either.
Wasn't really near water either.
Ba Sing Se had Moon Bay or whatever.
Yeah, way far away from it.
Half Moon Bay. Yeah.
You mean Lake Laogai.
Or Half Moon Bay.
Yeah, they're Lake Laogai through
Moon Bay.
Half Moon Bay, I think.
Yeah, Half Moon Bay was outside the city, though.
They could be there, and the city's in the background.
Or
maybe they're at Whale Tail Island. City.
It's probably Republic City. Okay, let's continue.
Whale Island.
This Frogman. Frog thing, this yeah. guy. He's fighting Avatar Wan.
Young
Avatar. Doesn't look like Wan.
It's young Wan.
It's a young Wan, I think, yeah.
His hair. He's
stomping.
Yes, it's young Wan. Stomp. Yeah, young that's Wan. What happens.
Okay.
It's a harsh stomp.
Looks like, what was his name? It's like Jiraiya's frog buddy.
Oh my god, it does.
Okay, so now we get to the.
There's also some more.
Yes,
it's also pretty choppy actually. Still.
Yeah, I think it's the animation's purposely choppy.
It is.
Oh, look who it is!
So this is my most anticipated scene of the season, definitely by far.
Oh my god, why is she there? Why is he here? Oh my, I thought the library was buried.
Yeah, Jenora meeting Washington. That's amazing.
Someone comment like on Tumblr was like, if she finds Professor what's his face down there?
Zay.
Professor Way, was that his name?
Zay.
Professor Zay down there, I'm gonna like pee.
Washi Tong is actually really kind of cute and fluffy if he's,
do you remember how far his neck stretched? That is cute.
Look, if you take that part out of it, like in this scene, he looks pretty fluffy and
how
cute.
How about, I saw a theory, Jenora becomes a spirit fox.
But her family.
I know, right? It's she sad. Becomes a sad theory.
No, Dylan, she becomes a fluffy ice bunny.
Yeah, that's true. The fluffy ice bunny. Yeah. I mean, it would make sense with her character. That's why this is so interesting, because she's such a so booky and stuff.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, why would they take
she'd
her?
She'd be fascinated.
That's why she's library. In a library, dog.
Yeah.
She probably was like, dude, there's a spirit library. We have to go.
So it seems like it doesn't seem like Wan Chitong's attacking her, but he kind
just
of
like greeting her.
This makes sense with his what we knew of him previously.
Look at those butt dresses. Those aren't butt dresses, though.
Not butt dresses. So was there a tree previously growing in the library?
No.
Yes, like, there was.
Okay,
he was covered in roots.
Oh,
okay.
I forgot that his neck did that thing, and now that's all I'm thinking about.
So,
yeah, see, that's why he ate cute.
The possibilities for this scene
are endless.
For this
is Korra here? Scene? Because we only saw Jenora riding Spirit Bunny into here. We didn't see Korra, so maybe.
What if we have a Jenora episode?
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Aw, Jenora.
All Jenora, yes.
I'm game.
I'm excited now.
What's happening here? Theories?
He's gonna be like, oh, you seem familiar. I had another airbender come here once before.
And
then he's gonna eat her. And then
no.
He's gonna stretch his neck at her.
Oh yeah, Allie and I were talking about this. What happens if you die in the spirit world?
Oh yeah. I think it's just like a video game where you like regenerate.
You reset.
Yes.
The reason this is relevant is Katara's drowning, maybe in the spirit world in a previous scene. And Korra's drowning. And this
I did
might
that
be
earlier in today, though, yeah. Because I read one of the things you posted on Tumblr. It said Katara sends Tenzin and Kaya to the air temples. And I thought nothing of it because I read it as, oh, Korra sends Tenzin and Kaya to the air temples. Why is that such a big deal? And then I realized it was Katara. So... Moral of the story
is if
you're not the only one who does.
If Jenora is eaten here, what happens? Because this is probably in the spirit world.
Why is the library in the spirit world now, though?
I don't know why, but
does
it probably
fell through the earth.
You dig far enough into the earth, you just
well, it's in the spirit world because he took it there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. True.
Did he take it?
He's like, I'm gonna send my library where nobody can.
I guess that was what he did.
Yeah. Was,
well, no, he didn't take it.
No,
he
didn't
say,
I'm
going
it.
To the spirit world. He said he's going to bury it.
Yeah.
But
he said, I'm taking my knowledge
he said,
back.
I'm taking my knowledge back.
Yeah, so I guess that
back
could be interpreted
where?
In that way.
Yeah.
I always interpret it as he's just putting it way under far underground.
I just thought he buried it.
That makes sense, though. I'd see. Who wrote the library?
I don't know.
I don't even remember. I usually know who wrote most episodes. I think it's by Mike and Josh Hamilton, maybe.
It was. Written by O'Brien.
John O'Brien.
Well, he's not on the show, so this is an interesting thing to bring back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they can bring back whatever they want.
Yeah, well, yeah, but okay, so Tim Hedrick wrote The Desert, so that'd be my... Well, the reason I say it is because they've seemingly have been more likely in the past to bring back stuff that they've written. And I assume that would translate with the writers, although the writers were part of a more collaborative process on Avatar, so...
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I think the thing I'm most... Yeah, Tim Hedrick wrote episode one, which makes me very excited. And also it seems like Brian isn't in the writer's room anymore. I'm not saying that makes me excited. I'm just saying that's a thing.
Oh, wow.
That's a thing. That's what
maybe
I'm,
that wow. contributes okay, to the Mako like, tumbling. Too.
Mako
tumbling. Mako tumbling everywhere.
Why does this contribute to the Mako tumbling?
He looks is there like a Tumblr for that?
Mako tumbling.
Someone go get it now.
No, don't go. It's one of you. Go get it.
Yeah.
Fine. I'm work. I'll yeah, go
I'm,
get
I'm
it.
I'm looking if it exists.
Wait, what are we
doing? I'm doing a thing. Create new plot.
No, it's, yeah, make it, Mel.
Mako, what am I calling it? Mako tumbling?
MakoTumbling.tumblr.com, yeah.
Oh,
and then we just post pictures of Mako tumbling.
Okay, I'm on it. So on it. Good. Boom. It's mine.
Bam.
Yeah.
So now we have that.
We've been collectively like hoarding though all the
you
funny Juan URLs the past 24
Allie
hours.
I'm surprised that Allie she got
between,
she was number one.
Yeah,
which one?
Between the three of us, we got some pretty some good ones.
Sam, which one did you get?
I didn't get any of them.
Okay, between the two of us.
Anyway.
Okay, so Allie just showed us something that the Asami face might be connected to the Asami in the speedboat face.
No.
She was making an entirely different point.
That's
but,
not it.
But it's the same lighting.
No, it does make sense. She looks the same in it.
I
saw me, baby.
So she cries and then she turns the boat. I don't know.
Like Mako totally looks like a Pokemon.
Not the same scene at all.
Is Mako a Charmander?
Yeah,
that's not
the same scene at all.
It could be. No, look at it. It could be.
Look at the lighting. It's totally
it's
different.
No, it's not.
No, it's the same exact lighting.
Except I actually like Charmander.
It literally
yeah,
is.
Why would yeah?
It literally is not. No,
I don't
literally.
Think it's the same scene.
Not.
No,
I agree with Dylan.
It could be. It
Dylan and I. You.
Her hair is like standing still in the top one.
Well, we're not saying she's in the boat.
They could,
but the lighting
the
is different.
The boat could be still, and then she cries, and then she gets mad, and she turns it. So that's why.
Why? No, that makes no sense.
So
Allie, do you know anything about the scene?
Yeah, have you made this show, Allie?
Have you?
Did you write the episode?
Did you?
Yes.
I'm not saying
yes.
that it is or isn't. I'm saying there's a possibility. You're just shutting it down.
Okay, so what's the
I'm still on the owl.
Give
Should
me
I
your
be
best
changed?
Guesses of Janora and the owl.
I'm on the owl too.
Give me your best.
Janora's probably just like going to research something, and he's like, "What are you doing here?" And she's like,
"Maybe
the
spirit just took her there. Maybe it was like a Roku's dragon with Aang thing, where it was like, hey, follow me.'" And she was like, "Okay."
The bunny.
Any votes on she?
Maybe the bunny was a past avatar.
Stop.
So one of the avatars had a fluffy bunny companion.
It was Yang Chen's. Definitely,
she definitely had a fluffy flying bunny.
Yes.
Can.
I have a theory that I don't know if it's dumb or not, so tell me. If she like is buddies with Wan Shitong and like goes there because she's all bookish and she found this great library in the spirit world, so she's going
so
there.
So she got the spirit world on her own and then just regularly
yeah.
visits. Oh,
and
really,
she just goes.
That's a really cool idea.
Like it's a thing that she does.
Like she did it in the past.
Wan Shitong's just like, hey girl.
So, like, I need to get to the spirit world. She's like, I know how to get to
yeah,
the spirit world.
That is
and
the
so they're
of
like about to hug.
That's
they're about
happening.
To hug. That would be amazing.
With his neck.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No, that definitely right there is the meeting of two BFFs.
Oh my god.
They would
be BFFs.
How you doing?
I like that theory, Joe.
Yeah.
Bro TP.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
okay.
That's much better than she gets eaten.
Oh well,
cool.
Excuse you.
Oh, also, I think I'm scaring the mom bird away from the nest, which is unfortunate.
Speaking of birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bird.
Anyway, let us.
The bird's gonna neck you.
Let us continue.
Mel, stop with the neck.
Okay, so now we see Juan. Is this a dragon or is that a bending?
It's like a clear spirit.
It's like it looks like a spirit.
It looks like two
dragons.
If you pause it at 136, it looks at least one of them looks like a serpentine dragon esque. The one on the right.
I think it was one, and then when
you
fire-bend it turned into two.
Yeah,
I think that's just a vine that he broke.
No, it's like there's like if you go towards like
no, there's actually two spirits.
It does look like I think there's one spirit. I don't see this.
No, there is.
It's
136. It's one, and then he firebends, and then it becomes two. It's
it breaks in half.
Yeah, and then it becomes into two.
Like a worm.
Oh, and then it goes into two. I see. I wasn't.
It like forms.
Yeah, then it forms.
Can I just get like a whole entire cartoon of this style?
I mean, we'll get two episodes of it. Like, that's a lot. Two episodes of it.
I mean, the watercolor style is so pretty.
Right. Like this.
Is it what?
Well, wasn't Samurai Jack a little bit like this?
A little bit, yeah.
Remembering, I feel like Samurai Jack was like more blocky, though.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, so now we see another, like, Tenzin and...
I paused in a nice face.
Tenzin and Kaya fall. And Bumi. They're falling again.
It looks like they got pushed.
Well, there's a big
again.
Bug.
They weren't falling.
Oh, I paused in a really
big... There's a big bug with big teeth.
Well, they're being chased off by this bug spirit.
Kaya's got a good face at 138.
It's funny.
Oh, I love the comedy so much.
Anyway, God,
they have the best faces.
I assume this is connected to the last scene. They could be in the spirit world.
They look like that. Well, look at that. Unless the spirits are like hopping into the
room. Maybe that's. I don't think that's a spirit. I think that's just a weird animal.
Animal.
That's not an animal.
No, it's a thing that the spirits are kind of like hopping into the mortal world too, right? So
it doesn't look like a spirit to me. It looks like a bug animal thing.
It looks like something.
It does look like a bug animal, but like one of them's a master airbender, one of them's a master waterbender. I think they could, and one of them's Bumi. I think they could take off the.
Well,
and one of them's Bumi.
Take out the bug. If they're in the spirit world, then it's a spirit bug.
Or if it's a spirit in the human world.
I think it's in the spirit world because all those plants look really weird.
Could be. Yep.
Maybe they're blending. They're becoming one, like two galaxies that merge together.
Maybe it's like that time in Danny Phantom when the Ghost King was like taking like everything.
Oh, yeah, when he moved Amity Park into the Ghost King.
Oh yeah.
That.
Maybe. It's like when gravity pulls two galaxies together and they merge into one.
Okay, stop with the science.
No, that's actually what happened.
I know that's actually what happened.
We're gonna become one with Andromeda. Just you wait a couple billion years.
Okay, I'll just wait
there. We'll get there.
I'll wait.
Anyway, Roku is coming up in the next scene.
I like making people transition on there. That's my new hobby, okay?
The next scene, I feel like it's kind of a little CGI going on.
I don't feel like the next scene doesn't look that good, though.
It's very, it's very celestial. It's interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, but, like, if you remember the celestial scene with, like, Aang and the Guru, it doesn't look that good.
I think it looks better than this.
Yeah, me too.
With Aang and the Guru, I think, looks a certain way on purpose, but...
I think this looks better. It's not, just, like, it looks CGI-ish.
Their faces aren't that drawn.
Why is Roku there?
So it's Roku, and then it turns
Avatar,
into
Yoshi!
So, like, why didn't Aang show up first?
Maybe he did.
Oh yeah, why? Well, they're going back.
Aang's just like, I don't want to deal with you right now, Korra. Roku, come on, deal with Korra. Yeah.
Maybe he did, and we just see Roku.
What Aang
go through all 187 avatars to get back to Wan.
Aang would just like have his little marbles and say, Korra, look what I can do.
I really need that scene.
Me too.
Yeah, so it's
weird.
Well,
one of the air babies.
It's like it's a mirror, but it's also like it's a surface of water.
Yeah, because there's something definitely. Is this possibly connected to the force field she touches at the end?
Yeah, I think so.
It could. Well, it looks she's not purple at the end.
Oh, yeah, and then Kyoshi happens. I didn't go
to
that.
Yeah, I mean, she goes into the astral state.
Roku looks like a monkey, where I paused.
Well, that tends to happen with the beard.
Anyway, so now we get more of Korra and Jinora's spirit adventures as they're being
that thing.
They're being like about to be eaten by a giant crocodile.
What is that? Oh, that freaking thing.
My god, it's face at 143.
Stop.
That's my new hobby, finding funny faces.
I want to make that my icon.
So they're chasing a flak, it looks like.
A little glowing thing.
And then they get sucked into the mouth.
I didn't see
they don't even get their glowing thing.
Yeah.
They're all faces.
They're not chasing anything.
Wait, what are they chasing?
It looks like they're chasing a little glow.
No,
that's just close.
There's little bubbles around like everywhere.
Maybe they are unaware of the presence of this giant thing.
Scene from Finding Nemo where they try and chase that anglerfish's light where it's like, I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you.
Yeah, that is
Yep, that scene. And then they get attacked.
He's a Godzilla.
And then P. Sherman 42 Wallaby White Sydney.
He does. Sorry, he does look like a monkey, Jeff.
What?
He does look like a monkey.
Jeff's just sending me all the screenshots.
Yeah, real good.
I'll get that later after the podcast.
Oh my god, he does look like a monkey.
Anyway.
So, everyone looks like a monkey.
So this is like a Jonas thing. They're going to go into the belly of this spirit.
Belly of the spirit whale alligator.
Yeah.
Spirit Godzilla.
Water Godzilla.
But yeah, so this is like the third or fourth different place where we've seen Korra and Jenora in the spirit world.
And fail to use.
We basically got an entire episode already.
So this probably is like episode 2 or something.
You are like episode 2.
No, I'm not.
Dick. Oh. Anyway.
Continuing. They.
Korra. You can't make me transition.
Then it fades. Then it fades to white, and there. It's good practice, Mel. You gotta work on this for Darkwing Duck. Mm-hmm. You know? Plug for Mel's Game of Thrones podcast. So then they're fading to white, and then there's Korra, and she is
looking up.
That's it. That's all we get of that.
It's better than someone throwing ice.
That's true. Element is to the left of her, probably air.
Probably.
Yes. I mean, come on, guys.
Is she bending the air?
No.
Who's bending the air?
It might not be bending.
There's only five candidates for.
It might not be bending because look, there's water falling down too. Maybe something's coming up out of the
who's
water.
Who's the fifth?
Who's the fifth?
Could be snow.
The three kids,
Tenzin, kids. I didn't think about
that. Ambiguously,
Rohan. Is Rohan a bender?
We don't know. I don't think.
Is that just Katara speculating? We don't know.
Dara has to be right
though. When he sneezes. 10 feet in the air, we'll find out.
That's how you always find out. What about other benders? They sneeze rocks.
Rocks shoot out of their nose.
They sneeze water.
So now we see a motorcycle being chased. This is Mako in episode 1. Yeah, this is Mako in episode 1.
I want to say that the CGI looks good.
Oh, yay!
Oh my god, I think it
looks a lot better than it did last season.
This is a first for From the Spirit World podcast, having Sam compliment
actually
the
endorsing
CGI.
The CGI. Yeah.
But I really want to see someone make this in real life.
It looks well.
This what? The motorcycle?
This motorcycle, yeah.
I see.
Get Orange County Choppers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll commission them. Does anyone have a couple million dollars lying around?
I feel like it blends in better with this animation. I feel like it's like due to the animation being sort of downgraded a little bit, maybe the CGI got better. But in comparison, like last season, the CGI just looked so blocky. It looked like you could tell
it
right away.
It's the same to me.
It's different.
Sam knows all.
Looks different. It looks better.
Okay, so now let's get to this next scene because this is the most one of the most interesting ones.
Korra's making fireworks.
Stonehenge, a big ball of light. Korra and probably the Katang babies to the right.
Yeah,
and Jenora.
Where's Jenora?
They're all at Easter Island, and she's making fireworks.
She's next to Kaya.
Kaya. Yeah.
Fireworks.
I think it's
episode 2 is probably Korra and Jenora in the spirit world, B-plot, Katang babies have an adventure, and then they meet up in the scene.
And Korra makes
sense, right?
We know that Jenora and Kaya have a special bond.
I feel like all of this couldn't happen in one
episode. That's true.
It might be two.
Jenora and Kaya do have a special bond.
Mm-hmm. No. That's
maybe Kaya.
What is Boomy doing? He's
maybe
like,
Kaya has been to Wan Chitong's library with Jenora, just like on her downtime.
Yo, Wan Chitong. Wan Chitong is like, yo, girl, what's up?
They have a book club, yes.
Kaya doesn't read.
What did you think about that Persian wallflower? Well,
do you know about her life, Ellie? No, you don't.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she reads, like...
Look, her favorite song, Secret Tunnel, okay? She had to get that from somewhere.
Is her favorite song, Secret Tunnel?
Yeah, that's what Brian said last year.
No, this is old news.
I don't remember stuff from last year.
He literally said that last year. He's like, oh, by the way,
such a random fact, yeah.
It was so random. Like, Mike completely ignored that he said it.
I wonder if, like, Chong and them ever gotten, like, a record deal.
Maybe they made some vinyls. And she heard them.
I mean, I guess they have...
I mean, they have moving pictures soon.
In the 20s, so do they have... Yeah, they have...
Can they make an Avatar The Last Airbender movie in Avatar The Last Airbender now that they're getting to movies?
Yeah, Varric said he's going into the moving pictures business.
He's Howard Hughes.
That's one of their
deals. He's so meta, guys.
Then he starts to make The Last Airbender, and he becomes M. Night Shyamalan in the show. Oh, yeah.
So meta.
That is exactly what Howard Hughes did. I'm obsessed.
I mean, yeah, like they said he's Howard Hughes, yeah.
He's literally...
So what's going on in this scene? We have no idea.
I told you, they're all at Easter Island, and Cora's making fireworks.
What? No, I don't think that's what's happening.
What? Is that from something?
There's a ball of light, and Cora seems to be bending it somehow.
Trying to.
Maybe that's... That wouldn't be part of airbending.
Tenzin looks like he's, like, hiding behind that rock. They're all, like, hiding, kind of.
Yeah. Cora, don't make fireworks.
Boomy's, like, duck and cover in the fetal position over there.
Wait, Boomy's dressed differently now.
He's in his
garb. Sometimes, like, he's in, like, his...
No, but, like, he's in red in this scene. Before, red. In the bug, he was blue.
True, yeah.
And on the waterfall.
Maybe
it is. That is definitely him, though. Like, you can pick out his hair if you look hard enough.
Yeah.
I think, speaking of light and dark, this is a good time to read the description that came with the Certificate of Authenticity from Korra's Spirit Parade, which was the print they gave out at Comic-Con. Strongest of avatars can even the strongest of avatars can fail, and Cora discovers that she has much to learn when she steps into the realm of the spirits, a mysterious world that is both beautiful and dangerous. In the spirit world, Cora soon learns that the light cannot exist without the dark, and in a cycle of creation and destruction, only she can restore balance to the world.
That's deep.
So light and dark, maybe this is like a ball of light.
And she is the Twilight Princess.
Oh my god. Yes.
I like it, yeah. But, so, light, is there going to be light bending? Is that going to be a thing?
Oh, no, not
it does look like she can bend.
Well, that doesn't seem to fit in with air sub-bending abilities. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
No, I mean, in the interview today with MTV, they mentioned, they said any new special types of bending, and either Mike or Brian talked about Unlock being able to have a...
Throw icebergs?
No, have a form of water bending that, like, calms spirits.
Blood bending. No.
What? How does that happen?
He said it's like a different form of of healing.
How many different forms of healing are there?
Water bending is becoming way too OP.
Yeah.
Water bending is too narrow.
It is too narrow. You can do anything.
No.
No.
Yeah.
That's not how that works.
Well, technically,
that would be an earthbender's job.
No, well, technically, you know, water.
And... No, the guys blended the swamp. Anyway. I mean, they can bend plants.
Bending water is like the ultimate one because you can do anything.
Because water's everywhere.
Water is like
also is air anyway.
Except when they lock you in that Fire Nation prison. But she found water anyway in the rats and the people. So
in the rats,
the people
and the people, yeah. So what do you? I wanted Mel to transition.
Oh, it explodes at a certain point.
It
if you keep going.
It kind of, yeah, it does explode.
That's why I said she was making fireworks.
And it looks terrible like fireworks. A bit of it is like
note that
more dense
nobody
in the middle.
Moves, but
more dense in the middle. So you think there's someone in there?
No, there's something or some things.
Maybe she's
has
sending the dark spirit into the light ball.
To the ball. She's purifying.
Anyway, Allie, these would be terrible fireworks because you can't see once they explode.
Well, it's blinding.
Yeah.
Fireworks are terrible in general.
That's a, what is that called? A flash grenade?
Something like, yeah.
Flashbang? Yeah. Flash bomb.
Yeah. Flashbang.
Flashbang grenade, yeah. That's not how you want your fireworks to go.
Yeah.
I know that because I played CS.
There you go.
Let us.
No, he actually operates within the Navy SEALs when he's not on this cast. He knows all about the
fireworks. Oh, wait, it is fireworks. I kept pausing the thing. Oh.
I hate you so much.
Let's talk about Bolin, guys.
It just separates into little balls of light at the end of the scene.
Moves, though. Nothing else
like,
moves.
Oh, this is expected.
Like, literally, Cora's arms are still in the air.
I think... her trapping the dark spirit in and then, like, blowing it up in light.
What?
Yeah, so we just saw, like, the finale, huh?
We just saw...
Well, maybe it's a dark spirit. Like, this is how you defeat the spirit, she realized.
So this is, like, Danny Phantom. Like, this
you
is the first ghost.
A ball of light and you...
So it's a dependent thermos!
I feel like this is the most plausible thing.
Maybe it's like antimatter and matter with the dark and the light spirits. Yes. That's the explosion. They invade each other.
Slightly more plausible.
Like, how does she do that? So I guess it is light bending.
That's what we're gonna find out. That's the adventure this season.
It could just be energy bending, a new form of energy.
For this book, I don't even know the difference now.
Okay, let's continue. Cool. Yes, Bolin does a flip. Yay. And that's it. That's all for Bolin.
No, Andy Earthbends water.
Earthbends rock up, and Bolin's gone for the rest of the trailer. Yay.
Bolin! My two favorite people are next. Also, yes. Take note of the background. It's very pretty class.
Take note of their faces. They
this
look
is
really
the
weird.
Same background that
Korra's doing face. The thing in. Yeah, Eska's doing something weird with her face.
No, do you guys remember when Korra was, like, you know, just, like, doing nothing but, like, almost airbending or something?
In mm-hmm. the Serpent's Pass.
Same background.
She was...
Everyone is just going to the spirit world.
No, that's the
same background as this.
Spirit world vacation.
How you tell Densa and Eska apart is Eska has, like, eyeliner, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and she has those ponytail things.
Her costume is a little bit different. Her waistband is up higher, and her pants are...
She has things in her hair, too.
The pants are tighter, too. Like, her brother has really baggy pants, and she looks like she's wearing tights.
Yeah.
She's
making a funky face, though, at one
point. At the very end, she makes a really dangerous face, yeah. If you pause
She's it, about to throw an iceberg.
Oh, my goodness.
If you pause it at, like, 154, 153.
That's her iceberg throwing face.
Yeah.
What is it with you and the throwing of the iceberg?
I don't understand why they throw icebergs.
I don't understand why you don't understand.
Well, it's obvious they're throwing them at, like, ships. Because
well,
they're
they
coming...
Well, they can combine their water bending in powerful feats.
Maybe they just get mad at people and throw icebergs at them.
Including throwing icebergs at their opponents, which prompted my mental thought process... Well, mental and thought process kind of... That's redundant. But prompted my internal dialogue. Why are they
Here's what's going to happen.
Who are they?
She and Bolin are going to get together, then they're going to break up, and she's going to throw an iceberg at him.
And that's how Bolin dies.
Look at that.
No!
Yes! That's how Katara dies. They're going to throw an iceberg at him.
I'll bet you they're fighting Katara, or fighting Korra here.
I would like to see a fight between them and Katara.
This is like a sparring, or what?
No,
she looks a little intense for sparring.
Wait, isn't, like, Katara, like, the most powerful waterbender ever?
Can she throw an iceberg? I don't think she can.
Don't you like how everyone from the original gang just suddenly becomes the most powerful blank ever in their element?
I don't know, is Sokka powerful?
Metal bending.
Except for Zuko.
Zuko might be the most powerful firebender.
No,
he's not. He only beat Azula because she was Kray. Like,
yeah, well, that's true, yeah.
But Katara beat Azula.
Katara
wouldn't even have beaten Azula.
He didn't even beat Azula.
Nobody would have beaten Azula if she...
I'm just saying, he didn't beat anybody. Like, it's fine.
Well, no, Azula, like, used, like, quote, cheap tricks on her, you know, etc.
Anyways.
Continuing. So, this is a really weird scene.
This is, like, a Moses Burning Bush scene.
Because...
That's what it reminded me of.
Second thumb. Oh, sorry, I didn't know I read that out.
Yeah, has anyone ever seen The Prince of Egypt?
Yes, Ali.
Because this reminds me of the scene where he's with the burning bush because, like, of the light. And he's like, oh my god, the power.
Did Moses get stabbed by light in,
yes.
in that thing? No, he didn't. I saw it.
Quiet.
Yeah, it's like almost energy bending. I'm like,
maybe this is the Avatar spirit popping a squat in his body.
Popping a squat.
So at the beginning.
Just sit here for a minute. Okay, thanks.
Forever.
Oh, wait, no, I opened it too early, Jeff. Never mind. Anyway, in the beginning,
Oh, I'm seeing, like, flashes of, like, blue and, like,
where's
yellow.
Where's the second thumb?
Oh, we're not talking about that, punk.
It's right there.
Which hand?
Wait, let me look.
I see it.
It's on her
right
left hand.
It's not a second thumb.
No, that's right.
Open space.
His right thumb.
I see. Okay, that's just.
I honestly don't
care. Open space.
Yeah,
mutant second thumb.
I don't care out
okay.
of ten.
So, yeah, exactly. So at first it looks like a spirit is kamehameha-ing him, and it's going through.
I don't see that right at all, and I'm just going to ignore that.
Whatever.
Shook, it's going right through him.
It is, and then he seems to absorb it.
I'm telling you, it's the Avatar spirit popping a squat.
It is.
Look at all the colors at 156. It's
forever.
Blue and green
and
it's
then
forever.
And then it goes into him
forever.
And he collapses.
Yeah, it goes inside him. I'm telling you, that's
Ali,
what's happening.
Ali postulated that this is him gaining his Avatar yeah. Spirit stuff.
That's what I meant by the That's Avatar Spirit pop up in the slide.
I think that does not describe what I said very well.
I agree with you. It's like pop and squat.
Described what exactly you and Allie were saying. Oh my gosh. So you're the only one who understands.
I understand.
Okay, so now let's compare this scene with Korra immediately following this to the one
her muscles.
Question.
This is what we were arguing on, Jeff, right?
What a baby.
That was an interesting transition there, too.
Because they're in the same pose, and they're, like, similar. Well,
kind of.
The way they cut it, it looks like she's reacting to what happened.
Yeah, I think this is just juxtaposing two disparate scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're
connected.
They're
definitely doing this to annoy us, because I'm really annoyed.
Connected to the part where the Avatar... Our spirit pops a squat in Wan. It means the same thing.
Okay, so what Bang
is... Then they throw icebergs at the Avatar.
And then I'm going to throw an iceberg at Dylan.
What what bending is Korra doing?
It's the same thing with the fireworks.
It looked like Earth. Well, she made.
Yeah, it's Earth bending. But
well, you don't actually see her bend anything.
But she has her arms like up like she did in the scene with the fireworks.
Yeah, but it looks like
has the same bending. Background...
Ooh, look at that.
So
wait, the Mets got 8 runs? That's impressive.
It
was 11 to nothing in the second inning.
The Phillies got 13. That's pretty
impressive. I'm aware of that. Anyway.
Fanatic wins. Mr. Mets sucks.
Yep.
Not even doing this right now. So someone is firebending at Unlock.
It's Mako.
Yep. They're in the metal bending business.
By the way, Sam, thank you for paying attention during the podcast. In order to look up that score, you must have not have been paying attention.
That's pretty interesting, though.
I just
the bend here to against the firebending because it for a minute when I watched it the first time, it looked like someone was airbending the fire away, but it's waterbending. It's just cool. Waterbending versus firebending.
Yeah, he's like, it's not a form we've seen.
I really want to know why he's there.
Why
in prison.
Yeah, it looks like,
I really don't
it
care.
It looks
to be
kind of like a prison, but we don't
really
know.
Look at that face.
Yeah, look at the door thing all is like sloppy.
It looks like the prisons that were in Ba Sing Se.
Maybe they're in Ba Sing Se.
I doubt they're in Ba Sing Se this season.
too much.
Wait, can we move to the next scene? Because it's really cool.
Okay.
No, don't let him make you transition. You must fight it.
Oh, yeah, this is really cool. It's like...
Spirits versus man.
This is after.
Oh no! We have to
spirit
we have to see the
pops a squat inside.
We have to see the close up of Unlock.
Oh please!
No, we don't. I looked at it.
No one cares. He's evil. We know it.
He's not.
You don't know
evil.
He's evil.
Yes, we do. It's
too obvious. He made a mean face.
It's obvious.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the most impressive animationally. No. What is the word I'm looking for?
Animation wise.
I guess. Is there an L-Y word for this?
No.
No. That's unfortunate. This is the most impressive animation-wise scene, I think, in the trailer, just because I've had disparate...
Impressive scene animation.
There's, like, three disparate styles in this one shot at, like, 202. Like, you have normal people in the on the left, you have, like, him all being all glowy, and then you have the dark spirits on the right.
And you have him breaking up the fight, like,
and
the
then,
proper avatar.
Do you think he's breaking up a fight here?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, because there's
spirits versus man, and then he just makes them, like, they're running towards
each other. He's firebending, he's airbending, he's earthbending, he's just doing all this
stuff. He's in the Ponage Ball.
Well, not yet, we're still.
Yes, he is! Oh my god!
I remember that.
See, Sam is not really a ball.
Gets me.
Yes. You two are the same, we know that already.
You're the same.
I love this
You're
stuff.
The same, that doesn't make any sense. You have to compare me to someone else in order to
I'm
say
so
I'm
so excited
I can't be the same to me. So,
what I said, I didn't say you're the same.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You said we're the same.
I said we're the same.
Oh, okay.
Said
well,
we're
I agree
the same.
With that. Anyway,
guys, you don't understand. I'm like really excited for this animation. You don't understand how much it annoys me that Dylan didn't understand when I was saying the Avatar spirit was popping a squat.
So then he goes up into the. He pulls an Aang and he goes.
No,
up.
Aang pulled a him.
No,
just because this takes first place chronologically first.
But he's in the Ponage Ball.
He is in the Ponage Ball. Yes.
Aang pulled a him.
Okay.
It's not really
Aang
a ball.
Actually
though.
Happened first.
No, it's
so.
Not a ball.
This happened 10,000 years before Aang.
Okay. Not actually, though. This actually happened. Actually happened 5 years after.
No, it happened 10,000 years before.
Okay.
Fine. Yeah. That's okay.
So he pulls an Aang and he goes into
oh,
the.
Oh,
oh, no. I'll bet you he was the one doing it when Aang did it.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's his thing.
I feel like that's what they're going to do.
That's his thing.
That's his thing. Yes, his thing. I like it.
Because the past avatars can manifest themselves when they're in the avatar state, blah, blah, blah.
Do you think they, like, beat each other up?
Wong's just like, I got this, Aang, and he just, like, burp.
Yeah, do you think they, like, beat each other up for control? Like, no, it's my turn.
Oh, it's okay. Unrelated point. Well, kind of related. People on Tumblr have been upset that the first avatar is a male.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
This upsets me, but I feel like... I mean, I don't want to say it's not a big deal, because it is a big deal, because this is one piece after another of important figures in Korra being male. Like, you notice how the important one out of Korra's two parents is going to be her dad. And Unlock's male. Amon was male.
Tarlok,
you know. Even though Grey Delisle is going to be voicing the Dark Spirit. But the Dark Spirit doesn't, I assume, presumably will not have a gender.
I mean, I didn't react the way that on Tumblr, but my first thought was like, oh, he's a guy.
Like, it would make more sense because it's like the mother of all the avatars, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have an opinion.
I understand their reaction. I think this is disappointing.
I guess that's all I would say. Anyway, we can't...
I understand it, but I really don't think it's... I mean, it is a big deal, but it's not that big of a deal.
Well, it's I don't know how to... I mean, it's a much longer discussion, not for now.
Yeah.
The overall point is a big deal, maybe not the specific instance.
Yeah.
Okay, so this scene, any other comments on it before we get to Crazy Force Ball?
No.
He pulls an Aang, and then... Okay, so this scene is really interesting. If you pause it at 2:05, it seems like there's a force field, and Katara or Korra... It could be Katara, for all we know.
Their hands don't look old.
It's Korra.
Also, this is definitely not from before.
Yeah, there's the background's completely different.
Yeah,
I agree.
And the force was just like shaped.
Yeah.
Convex.
Yeah. So it's all weird colory. So then she places her hand on it, and it like starts glowing. And then she's like, "Avatar state." And then that it doesn't explode. We don't see it explode.
It's just like an avatar state, like
it lights up. Okay.
I think that is a reaction.
It's the lighting.
That is a wonderful reaction gift.
Yeah, because that's your emotion all the time. That's just your gesture.
Cookie art, Sam.
So is she, like, light-bending here? What is she doing?
She's going into the avatar
state. I don't know. She touches it, and it lights up, and then she goes into the avatar
state. I'm starting to think that she's going to be light. There's going to be some light-bending this season.
I
have no clue.
Now,
I need this
let's think about that for a second. What element would that be connected to?
I think it would be connected to energy bending.
New element. Yeah. Oh, maybe it's just energy bending then.
The fifth element.
It could just be energy bending.
Love.
Because we never did learn what real true energy bending was. I mean, we just learned that Aang could use it to take people's bending away.
I think they're going
to
elaborate soon.
Yeah, because they did say before the avatar, that's what everyone was bending.
Before the avatar.
So probably Wan's story will involve this somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just really excited that Wan and Glenn are the same person.
Sam, maybe this is though what they meant when they talked about knowing, because they said they had that story about the original Avatar around kicking around since season 2, and they said that they knew that they were going to end the first series with energy bending, so maybe they are connected. They said they knew about energy bending for a long time in terms of creating the series.
Everything the light touches is
awesome. Yep, that right there. I'm not transitioning.
Well, there's nothing to transition to. This is the last scene. Katara goes in the avatar state.
So, and then there's black screen. And, you know, it's the blackest screen I've ever seen in my life.
So why is she going into the avatar state? Does she have to go in the avatar state to activate whatever she's
doing? We don't know.
Does she go into the avatar state in the scene with in the fireworks scene?
Probably not.
Do we see her? I don't think we see her do that.
No.
But I'm assuming we
don't. Does this take place before or after the fireworks?
No, we don't know!
Oh my god!
Being about this podcast, because we have to be super analytical about it.
I am postulating...
Yeah, but there's like a limit to what you can extract.
I'm not postulating. I am putting it out there ambiguously. Like, we don't have to answer these questions. I'm just wondering.
Okay.
Why are you making a sense?
Tell us your thoughts on the DF forums. donwufang.net/forums.
I don't care out of 10.
About anything?
No.
Okay, so that's the trailer.
Yay! Oh, God.
And then coming September.
Only September 20th.
September 30th at 11:59 p.m.
Assuming yes. This is a Saturday, there it's are not... four possible dates. 7, 14, 21, and 28.
28.
Guess.
Oh, that's Guess.
It's
going to
be
28.
Yep.
I think 14.
No,
28. I'm gone in for September 30th, 11:59 p.m.
All right, well,
I feel like
at least we know we're getting it before Thanksgiving.
Why does that matter?
Because I thought we were getting it after.
When's it going to extend until?
Forever.
Let's say 2 weeks in September.
How many episodes are there? 14?
So there's presumably 12 weeks of episodes. Yeah. If the first and last two are together.
I hope they don't have like a break in between seasons, or like in between episodes mid-season, like they do sometimes.
Well, if it extends into Thanksgiving, they probably will.
It will.
2, 6, 10, yeah. It'll go into Thanksgiving. It'll end around the beginning of December.
This is like Game of Thrones, when you like wait forever for 10 weeks.
Oh my god.
This is going to be the entire first semester of school.
I'm going to kill myself.
Allie, don't be that dramatic. Yeah. Are you really going to do that?
Yes.
No, you're not.
Okay, so let's... That's the trailer. What stuff did we learn that's not the trailer? The episode. Okay, so let's...
Well, are we going to do the episode now?
Do we know of it anymore?
Well, if you don't want to hear about the episode, turn this
off. Well, let's do the Avatar Wand stuff, because the main two things, they did three main things at the panel. They did the trailer, the episode, and then they talked about the beginnings.
And he was number one!
Yes, he was.
So is there anything...
Which actually means he's number 10,000.
Be quiet.
Anything out of Avatar Wand stuff that you would like to discuss?
Animation!
It's played by Steve Yeun.
And we did that.
I need to listen to his voice.
What?
I need to, like, listen to his
voice. I don't know. Watch The Walking Dead then, Allie.
No. Okay. Zombies. Anyway, I mean, in terms of talking about Wand stuff, I think it's, I mean, all that theorizing of what could be, what, you know, what's going on there, I think is a little, that's an entirely different discussion.
I'm just, Mel, I remember we were talking about this a couple of days ago, but we were talking about, we're wondering what came first, like bending or the Avatar.
Oh, yeah, that was the thing, because the Lion Turtle says in the era before the Avatar, people bent the energy in themselves, not the elements, so that suggests the Avatar harbinged, you know, element bending, and it said that Wan was a bender, so maybe he was the first bender of that sort.
Of what
And
sort?
That's, like the Avatar is the original, like, element bender.
Yeah.
I feel like they said stuff that contradicts that at Comic-Con.
I mean, I don't know, because I don't know all what they said about Avatar Wan, but that's what I got from what the Lion Turtle said, and then combined with the stuff we learned yesterday.
I guess he could be the original bender, yeah.
Well, I think he might be.
We see him firebending. I mean, maybe, but like it seems like it's a bit early for him to know how to firebend if he just got the power.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like an emotion thing.
Maybe.
Like he was angry.
He looked pretty skilled.
I don't know. So there's pictures on my compilation post. Nothing too exciting. Yes. I think the most exciting thing is Mula.
Yes.
The cat series.
I still think that a girl or a boy.
So Free Spirits on Twitter and Frequent DFer found that Mula is a traditionally a female name.
I stick by the headcanon though that the animal guides reincarnate too.
I like that one.
I feel like they'd do that. I don't like it, but I feel like they'd do it.
Thank you.
I don't like it, but I feel like they do.
Okay,
it.
Let's get into the episode. So we are going to get into episode spoilers. I assume pretty much everyone doesn't care, but if you don't want to hear anything about the episode, even though there's really not that much to spoil.
Turn off now.
Turn it off now. Okay. Spoilers. Best part is
Boleska.
Yes.
Boleska.
There's two amazing Boleska lines that we saw details. The first of which is I'm trying to find them.
I know what they are already.
I'm pretty sure I can guess what they're... Well, guess what scene they come from. Because, what is it? Bolin is first, like, says something about both the twins is like, who are those pretty ladies?
Ooh, and what lovely ladies. Like,
they're both. There's a boy.
Yeah, so that's first.
Bolin are like the same person.
Bolin apparently says to Eska, so you're from the north. That's my favorite direction.
Oh, Bolin.
Such a Sokka line.
Oh, he's my favorite.
And then Eska says,
you amuse me, I will make you mine.
Yes.
Which is amazing.
When we all hopped on the ship bus.
That she had to, like, that she wasn't sure, and then she, like, conferred with her brother, and she's like, yes.
Yeah.
I ship it.
Twin.
Yes, yeah, so she says she found him agreeable after discussing with Destiny. It could just be the phrasing of the person who posted it, but I feel like that's something she would say.
It could just be, yeah, I mean, I just...
We don't know. We got these all relayed through people live blogging it at Comic-Con.
Because Nick is terrible.
I enjoy her already. I enjoy them.
Yeah.
The twins, the Bolesca, all of it.
Yes.
Iceberg throwing.
Oh my god, stop with the iceberg throwing.
Why are they throwing icebergs?
Why are you so, like...
Anyway.
There's a bunch of pictures up. Not going to go through all of them.
Pictures of clouds.
Oh, is that thunder? No, it's just those two throwing icebergs again.
Stop.
Okay. Cloud
babies.
So major plot points from the episode are that Korra rejects Tenzin as her teacher.
She breaks up.
They broke up.
Yeah, someone... the live blog of Hyper Bowl phrased that as they broke up.
Getting back together. What is wrong with you today?
She comes under the tutelage of Unlock, and then at the end of the, apparently like the last line of the episode is Unlock saying, I have great plans for you.
That's a creepy ending.
That never leads to something nefarious.
Yeah.
I just
remember when Korra was first announced and we all shipped Tenzin and Korra.
Stop.
And Milo too. Milo was the first Milo too.
I love the whoever. Whoever the person was who first blogged that part where they're just like, Korra breaks up with Tenzin.
Yeah. My ship!
never, ever. Getting back together.
Korra is, quote, tired of listening to her father and Tenzin. Quote, Unlock has proven he's the only one who knows what I need to learn.
Korra, you are such a teenager. I swear.
This is the second time she's pulled this crap. Last time she ended up in a box.
Consequences, yeah.
Anyway.
Other plot points are...
My cool Katara, babe.
Jeff, is that... When did Allie post that?
Oh my god.
I don't know.
A few hours
4 hours ago.
I went to get food.
Korea food really good.
I hate all of you. You knew Japanese. You would understand.
Mark. Oh, weird face. Oh.
What's going on the Allie translations?
Why?
By the way, if you...
Everyone follow Allie.
The Twitter account you need to follow is at Allie Translated. What we do is Allie posts Facebook statuses in Japanese, so we translate with them with Bing, which sucks, and we get these hilarious...
We get the best statuses.
Yes.
That's not what I'm actually
saying. It makes her really angry, so follow it.
So yeah, follow it. It's very good.
Episode...
Yeah.
Kaya used to beat up Tenzin.
Yeah.
Which is the best thing ever.
That is
the best. I'm so excited.
He says, I'm not scared of you anymore.
Well, he shouldn't be. He's like 7 feet tall.
What? This is true. And then they go off on a field trip because Mama says
she's dying.
Mama's like,
go find the girl. I'm telling you, she doesn't want them to see her die, so that's why she was like, go on a field trip while I go.
Has to die, Allie.
See Katara in this episode, or we just hear that Katara sent
them? I haven't seen any pictures of her,
we hear that she says it.
They send them to visit the air temples. Oh, I see.
Maybe she has a phone.
I think episode two is what I'm possibly...
I feel like it wouldn't be one episode, though. It seems like a lot of stuff is going on for it to be just in one episode.
Well, it could be, I don't know, a two-parter. Well,
I feel like it would be.
But since this happens at the end of this episode, Katara sending them off, the Cat and kids, to visit the air temples, which is probably the stuff we saw in the trailer, and then presumably Jinora and Korra would be at the same time.
So did Jinora run away, too? Is she going through a rebellious stage as well? She's the rebel spirit, yes.
I would like Jinora turning out to be the bad guy this season.
Same, I'm glad we got on that
list. I don't want Jinora to be
Jinora
good.
Jinora becomes, like, possessed by Wan Chitong, and that's she's the main villain.
And she can stretch her neck out really far.
What? Are the Kadang kids in the South Pole in this episode? I don't know if we know.
Yeah.
No,
he's wearing earmuffs.
Are they? Because I don't see. No. Oh, the Kadang kids. I was talking about the other kids.
Oh, yeah,
no,
the Tenzin kids.
The Tenzin kids.
The Kadang kids.
The grandchildren.
The grandchildren.
No, they're just on Air Temple Island.
Do we know that?
Well, that's the only time we see them.
We see them in the beginning on Air Temple Island, and
we don't see them in the snow.
Don't see them.
We didn't hear about them in the comments.
So how does Jinora get to Korra?
We
haven't seen her yet.
Away.
Yeah,
she runs. She's a rebel spirit. She can't be tamed.
What
is she going to be like? 12, 13? She hits that stage.
How old was she in book one? I forgot.
I don't know. She might have been 11.
No, she's 10. She's 10 in book one.
She's 10. Yeah. So she's reaching the age of rebellion.
She's either 10 or 11 in this. Mm-hmm. Because this is 6 months after.
Her birthday is. It's your birthday.
When your birthday is.
Unalaq and spirits and stuff. So Unalaq. The Unalaq says the North can no longer stand idly by while the South slips into spiritual decay.
So I think that's the scene where we see Korra's dad looking really what in the courtroom when Asami's there.
I see.
I don't understand what
he's dropping a bomb at the feast.
Yes.
He's calling Tonrak out.
Why does it matter about the spirituality of the South Pole?
Mufasa thing going on.
Unalaq mentions is it Unalaq or Unalaq? Unalaq.
I think it's Unalaq.
Yeah, Unalaq mentions the angry spirits attacking boats and wants everyone to change course to make things right again. Varric interrupts and starts waterbending. So Varric's there.
Varric, look what I can do.
I love him already.
Thanks, Varric.
Unalaq makes a speech about the growing rift between... Okay, that's probably where that quote came from. It seems like it gets... And then after that, the Bolin and Eska stuff happens? That doesn't make much sense.
Yeah, they're out at the festival, because because what happens is that Mako and Korra are eating cotton candy, and Bolin gets blah about it, and then he spots the twins, and he's like, I'm going to go for it.
And they hold hands at one point, right?
Yeah. They're having issues, though, apparently.
Yeah.
Which I...
Good!
Good, okay.
Why do you want to break this apart?
Because I don't like...
She wants the Bora secretly.
I do. Bora will always have a place in my heart. I didn't go through my likes yesterday. I went through all my likes yesterday on Tumblr. I liked so much Bora. I can't go away.
Yeah, what is it? Mako has a list of funny lines he likes to say to perps, and he was
reading out on Korra.
Yeah, he was like. One of them was a funny scarf one that someone posted.
A scarf one?
Yeah, about his scarf.
Mako. Stop.
It's gonna be a sitcom where it's Mako. Everyone hates Mako.
Everybody does hate Mako.
Someone go get that Tumblr.
Everybody hates. It's everybody hates Chris.
Yeah. Well, let me see that. Let me.
That's what I was going for, Dylan. Good job.
I never watched that show.
Well, neither did I.
Great.
But yeah, that's about it. That's what I got.
Okay.
I still think they're being cute, Makora.
I don't
like Mako, but I have to ship it.
It seems like the main action of this episode is a spirit attack.
Guys, I got it!
Yay!
Everybody
Sam got one now.
We're going to start
selling
colors.
These in some back alley.
Selling mine. I like my URL.
This is what we do. We hoard them, and then we are controlling the what is this called? We've got a monopoly on this. We are controlling the means right here, okay? And we're going to sell it. Some back alley.
Like I said, the main plot of the episode is the main action of the episode is a spirit attack, and everyone gets in on trying to quell the spirits.
Except Mako, who's tumbling
in. Yeah, and then Unalaq eventually succeeds. By using this new waterbending technique, apparently turns the spirit
cold. Wait a minute.
And it fades away peacefully.
Wait. Mm-hmm. If he's succeeding in his special calming waterbending spirit thing, could he not be controlling the spirits?
It's possible.
Yeah.
If no one else knows how to do that. And then apparently after this happens, after Unalaq succeeds, Korra's like, yeah, I'm done with you, Tenzin. Let's go, Unalaq.
Maybe he's creating the problem. He's causing them to attack, so people will be like, oh my god, spirits were out of balance. So
that seems
he's
way making, too obvious.
He's making Tenzin look a fool, and now everyone's going to be like, yes, Unalaq, I am so on board with that guy.
Yeah, that's like every plot ever, though.
I'm just full on what happened.
I mean, he's got special calming water, spirit water.
He has a spirit water from the North Pole.
Oh, goodness. Oh, yeah, is he related to Yue in any way? Is Korra related to Yue in any way?
Princess Avatar Korra.
Princess Avatar Korra. I remember that. This is how much Dylan doesn't care because he's letting us do this right now.
I'm reading my notes on.
How many hours have we been going for now, too?
Not two yet. Varric is here, apparently. He does a cheap parlor trick, levitating. I don't know if. No, not levitating Bolin. Levitating, and next Bolin says he isn't levitating, and Varric likes Bolin for being a sharpshooter. I don't know what that
means. I love them.
And Varric is inventing the motion picture. First up, and Oster's horse running.
Wait, Oster's horse running? Like,
there is a some Bolsami.
Oh, yeah, Bolin is a natural assistant and then gets a hug from Asami.
Back it up. What did you say about Varric and Oster?
Why is this so exciting?
If you don't know anything about anything, you'll know that one of the first film, like the first film settings, was like a horse running.
Okay, an ostrich horse running is his.
And the first film was that train that everyone freaked out because they thought they were gonna get hit by.
Yeah,
it.
I thought that was it. I heard that story, but yeah,
that was the first one shown to people. Anyway,
it's exciting, Dylan.
Anyway,
they're gonna make Avatar: The Last Airbender in Avatar. The Last Airbender, so meta. That's Inception right there.
Asami is with Bolin and wants Varric to stay to get a deal. Varric looks into Asami's eyes and agrees to do business with them.
That's an interesting.
Asami calls Bolin a good business partner.
Aww.
So there's this. They're gonna do this love square. Asami, Bolin, Varric, and Eska.
It's more like a love pentagon at this point.
Everyone's with everyone.
Varric is with her because Varric's gonna flirt with Asami. Asami and Bolin's going to be an option. Bolin and Eska. And
I
then maybe Eska and Varric would be an option, too.
No. That's where I'm drawing the line.
Where's Rakora for all this?
No, not. Who cares?
No one cares.
They need
to. They're not Korra, though.
Well, you need to bring Korra in there so then you can get the Korsami as part of the Pentagon. That'd be great.
Yeah, that's good.
Exactly.
That's good. We've completed it.
Yeah, exactly. And then Mako just tumbles.
He tumbles.
Mako X tumbling.
Have we missed any parts? I think we've been through most of this.
Jeff, that's the bird.
The hand holding we did. I can't remember.
No, I think we got it.
The bird has gone away.
Do we need to talk about that?
What?
I still care, Jeff.
Talk about what?
The bird.
The like bending of the spirits.
Well, they all try fighting the spirit. Blah blah blah.
I don't know.
Only Mister possibly controls the spirits.
Yeah.
Got it.
Do we have any initial theories?
Look, we were right about Wan Shitong.
You know, this season we have to have a running what's going to happen.
Is
Bumi Unlock?
Is Bumi the dark spirit?
Bumi is the dark spirit.
Maybe Unlock has been possessed.
It's been possessed. I like that.
Yeah,
maybe Unlock is actually dead.
We had the Amon as a spirit. Now we can have the Unlock as a spirit.
Unlock is actually dead.
Maybe he's an Akuma.
Their spirit. Yeah, I like that.
It should be noted that in the MTV interview, the interviewer asked whether they thought about other things for Amon or whether they saw that, and Bumi being Amon was the one he mentioned.
Oh,
which is awesome. And then Mike and Brian were like, "No, we've never heard that before," and liars. You're lying because you listen to the podcast. So obviously you're lying.
Plus, everyone thought it. I mean, on the internet. I like that, Jeff. Though they're kind of. Spirit controlling the guy who's controlling the spirit controlling everyone.
No, I think that like Unlock's just like a corpse and the spirit is possessed and it's just like
what an evil Akuma. Yes.
What?
Who's Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
From G. Gray Man. Hello?
Yeah. No, we can't hear you that well.
Oh, I heard okay. Gray Man.
I was saying D. Gray Man is an anime about dead people who are controlled.
Is Unalaq dead? Ooh.
Maybe.
Wow, that would be dark.
Slenderman. Where's he in all of this?
Yeah.
He's actually a spirit.
Some of those spirits look like Slenderman. Without the suit.
Those legs.
The legs, the other two leg people.
They're actually Slenderman.
They're Slenderman legs.
Slenderman makes a cameo.
So when we actually see this episode, how do you think it will be?
I don't know. I couldn't
imagine. Apparently, it's very good. We heard from Snows and Jenny and Owl. They all liked it.
Snows like the animation.
They were in the
clips we've gotten of the episode, the animation's kind of meh. Did they say anything about how the animation was?
Good quality. No, I assume it's possible that the first 2 minutes are different than the rest. I don't know. We really just don't know anything about the animation.
Cheated during air scooter races.
Yeah, she did cheat. It's weird seeing the first 2 minutes because we saw them in animatic form and they seem boring now.
What do you call it? Bolin's team sucks.
Bolin's got some moves.
No.
He doesn't. Fastest knockout in pro-bending history.
Asami say a line that tops Boil It Yourself this season?
Never.
No.
I like rewatching that at Comic-Con last year when they were reading that, and when Seisho Gabriel said that line, everyone jeered. It was great.
Boil It Yourself.
Take that, David Foster, now.
Still no panel.
Everybody hate him, too.
I don't hate him.
I think that's most of this. I mean, there's Naga and Pabu plushies, but they're sold out right now.
DJ Byrne got one.
I think I'm getting my Korra art book tomorrow, so eventually we'll do a podcast on that.
PJ's
going to get mine now.
Yeah. There's Korra shirts. You can find this on nick.com. Go to shop.nick.com and there's a special thing for Comic-Con.
I got a Yoshi shirt for $5 the other day on eBay.
Korra shirts are $27.
We watched it battle this guy to the death.
Yeah.
He's dead.
There are two Korra adult keys. One is a red silhouette of Korra, and then one of them is like a Pabu in flames fire ferrets.
I don't know, that sounds very appealing.
I like that shirt.
Yeah, I'm not getting them for $27 though.
Never mind. That's
the one from Hot Topic is better.
And you can get the Korra's Spirit Parade art print for $55. Which, even though it's beautiful, Lauren Montgomery did a great job on that. $55 is a lot for.
Yeah. Especially since you're gonna have to factor, you're also paying shipping too.
Yeah, they have free shipping on select items over $25. I don't know if that's one of them. Yeah.
One of those select items.
I think.
Do we have to say these names?
What? Oh, yeah, that's right. I mean, do we have any last thoughts on Comic-Con?
Pascal! I'm sad I could not be there, and Nickelodeon sucks for not showing us the
end. Yes, yeah.
They'll change their mind at some point.
There is never going to be a moment the rest of my life where I'm not angry about that. even
when you're, old and senile, you will remember.
That's the last thought I will think is...
Oh, guys, I can get a Bolin mug!
Ooh, I want a Korra mug.
Get it now. You have to get it.
It's like $16, though. I'm not getting
it. Have it with your Hot Pockets.
Shut up.
Okay. I think we're good. We covered pretty much everything. It's possible we'll do an episode discussion if we get the episode. Probably. If we get it from Korra Nation, we'll definitely do it. If not...
We'll do it and then we'll post it when...
Well, if it's in, a side angle with bad sound quality from... In, 360p, then I don't think I want to do it.
I don't think I'd be able to watch it anyway, so...
Yeah, so we'll see.
Stop being such snobs.
It's not snob, it's just... I want to watch the core of the screen.
Okay, headcount. Who now ships Boleska?
Everybody.
Sam Boleska, or Bora?
The bird!
Oh my god, I don't have to choose. I can ship things. I can ship two things at the same time.
No.
I think I just
ship. What
did
they say in Game of Thrones, Dylan? You don't get to choose who you love. That applies to ships, dude. Okay. You don't choose what you ship. It just happens.
I ship Boleska and I ship Bora. Yeah. I ship them both.
I didn't really have Korra ships before this, so I guess Boleska.
Well, you have Korra Sami.
Korra Sami.
Which is the ultimate of ultimate ships.
Okay, I will ship Boleska, Korra Sami, and then we need someone to ship Jenora with.
No, they seriously have a book club. They're like,
why are we calling him Owl? He has a name.
Juan
Chitong. Girl, what'd you think about that Harry Potter?
What'd you think about the end of Harry Potter?
Is aight.
How'd you feel about them?
What are you doing? I don't even know what you're doing.
They have a book club.
Oh, I see. Okay. Why would they do Harry Potter at their book club? They'd be more intellectual than that.
Rude.
Whoa. What's his thing about that, Great Gatsby?
That Great Gatsby. No, we can do better.
Well, that
think about that House of Leaves, the most pretentious book in the history of books.
What do you think about that Breakfast of Champions?
Breakfast of Champions.
I would do War and Peace here. I don't know.
War and Peace is a better book. I'm going
for my bookshelf here, dude.
Anyway.
Anna Karenina. That's a good one.
Oh, does anyone have a book to plug?
Oh.
A little late for that, but...
We plug all the books.
The Hitchhiker's Guide is really funny.
What do you mean, apparently?
Apparently, Hitchhiker's Guide
is that is on... I mean, I've read part of the first book. Most
Death
of
a Salesman.
Is that on Audible? I also like
that book so much.
I love that book, Ali.
Death of a Salesman is so good.
It's so boring.
It's so good.
Boring.
Dude.
You're boring.
Thanks.
Okay, Hitchhiker's Guide is up here. It's kind of a random recommendation, but it's by Douglas Adams. It's a parody type, sci-fi parody. It's
what's the number, 42?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
Like, I've heard so many references to it, but I didn't actually know that it was supposed to be like a really funny book, so I want you to know.
Yeah, people do say it's actually very, very, very funny.
It is. I have read most of the first book, and I should get on finishing it, then reading the second one, which I think is like Fish something.
You should be reading Game of Thrones, just saying.
Well, audibletrial.com/FTSW to get your free audiobook.
Ali, you should be reading Game of Thrones.
I'm reading it!
Yeah, why did you say that? Anyway,
I'm reading it!
Where are you?
Last week done. I said, listen to the end, tell us the keyword, which was...
Wait, last week, it was a few days ago.
Yeah, we've done like 3 podcasts in 10 days now, it's kind of crazy. There's been a lot of news.
Was there more viewers on the last podcast?
No.
You were playing about this. Dylan thinks nobody listens.
There will be for this one, though. This will be a lot. 4 people told us, or kind of 4, the key word, which was almonds. Made a form account to tell us that. Sifu Toff. And a mini on Tumblr, which is Ryan, or Twitter, which is Ryan, who tweets at us a lot. And Fandom Bender kind of did.
What
they
is
gave
this?
Us a nice tweet anyway. So yeah, tweet at us saying you like the podcast and
follow us
on
Twitter.
You. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AliTranslated. Follow twitter.com/AliTranslated.
Follow our personal Twitters.
Follow our personal.
I'll link to your personal Twitters on. After this, yeah.
Are you sure you want to do that?
I mean, I did it already. Like, it's the press.
He does it. He's done it. He's done it a couple times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. I've been your main host, Dylan. Co-hosts have been Ali, Mel, Sam, Jeff. Techno director AJ, Kevin, Jeff. Music remixes by Luke Tripp. Other music credits go to the Yoshida Brothers and Jeremy Zuckerman. I edit, produce, edit, and host the podcast. And Jake owns Dongrafang. Hooray! So yeah, next podcast, if the episode comes out, then we might do it. Probably do one on the art book. We'll see. Last thoughts.
Oh, did we ever get our theory out about my theory out about the art thing?
What theory?
It's not really theory, actually. It's like why the animation quality is like bad.
Oh no.
Well, not bad though.
Not bad. It's lesser because Korra, like the first season was like intended to be just like a mini series, so they put out all the stops for the animation.
Yeah.
But now, you know, they're making more, so obviously they have to downgrade quality because money is a thing.
Money is a thing that happens.
Yes. Anyway.
I'm just excited that we actually get to get 4 art books, one for each book.
Yeah. They're doing an art book for each season, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, my money's going down the drain.
Yeah, these are like 25 each. It's pretty good.
Oh, I'm not buying that.
Anyway.
Sam will bid on eBay.
What do you want to end on, guys?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Boleska.
She's awesome.
Boleska.
Boleska.
Like that. Oh, whisper it.
Water tribe.
Why?
Just whispering.
No, I was just reminding because that's how Sokka said it.
Yeah.
Well, it started because we just.
Let's end on Boleska. 1, 2, 3.
Boleska.
Boleska.